Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're here live tonight. Good to be with you. It's another live prophetic talk show where we actually do it more than we talk about it. That is, we minister to you personally and focus on that. That's our life. That's what we do, and we love it, and we're glad you're here to partake of that, and thank God for every person who partakes of PGN and also, gives back in whatever way, prayer, finances, whatever you're doing. We thank you for that, and it's a wonderful thing to serve the Lord and to walk with Him. That is for sure. So hopefully all you guys are doing that tonight, and I'm sure you are. If you're not, if you're listening tonight, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, all you got to do is say, "Dear Jesus, save me. I'm lost. I want to be brand new. I want to be born again." And you know what? You'll have it. Yeah. He's calling you. He's drawing you. You've been led astray for so long. He's saying, "Come unto me, all you that labor, all you that thirst, come and drink from the Lord Jesus." Jesus said, "Come and drink of me." Yeah. So let's drink of Him tonight. It's always drink of Him. When you drink of Him, you walk with Him. When you try to make yourself walk with Him, it's difficult. But when you love Him and bless Him and drink of Him and fellowship with Him, you just do it. It just happens. It's just almost automatic. It's amazing how the yoke is easy and the burden is light. It's not some big, heavy thing. If you haven't got a big, heavy weight on your back, you're probably trying too hard to serve God. Just love Jesus. Just let the Holy Spirit help you to love Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit help you to love God. Let the Holy Spirit help you to connect with the drinking of the Lord Jesus, of Himself, not just of some religion, a bunch of scriptures. When you drink the scriptures, most people don't drink the scriptures. They try to do them. And when you drink of them, when you can drink the water of the Word of God, it's amazing, of the written Word of God. You can drink the water that comes, but the Holy Spirit will cause it to become a fountain that rises up within you and feeds you and nurtures you and waters you and blesses you and keeps you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the flow of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for the river of God. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are blessing your people and drawing them to you so that they can be like you. Hallelujah. Be like you simply by loving you, simply by walking with you, simply by just doing what you say, hearing your voice, feeling your voice, knowing your voice. God sometimes speaks loudly with no words, it seems. It's not like we hear words always. But we hear His love. You ever heard God's love? It resonates through your being. You ever heard God speak to you? It resonates through your being. You can't always hear the literal words of it, but the words are so deep down in your spirit that when they come forth, you don't hear the literal words. You feel the echo of His voice. It just keeps on saying, "Hello, hello, hello, I love you, I love you, I love you." And you just keep drinking of that, and it just keeps echoing into your soul, telling you over and over again, "I love you, I'm with you, I'm for you, come unto me and just drink of me." Hallelujah. And I believe God's trying to make this thing uncomplicated. Yeah, I really do. I think He's really trying to make it uncomplicated. Right, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for letting us drink. I thank you that every person in the sound of my voice tonight, God, will begin to drink of you. Those who are listening on the show, who are called in, those who are listening by computer, those who are listening through the app, we thank you, Jesus, that we're drinking of you. We're just drinking of you. When we drink of you, we find ourselves, what we drink resonates through our being. It speaks, it breathes, it moves us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. My sheep know my voice. Because when the voice of God flows, you don't always hear words, but you will always, always be filled with the drink of those words. Because out of his word comes water. Out of his word comes living waters. Out of the spirit comes living life. And he brings the word of God to life. He resurrects the word, the dead word, the word that is like a seed. He plants it inside your life and causes it to come forth inside you. Where Jesus Christ is inside you. You're not just talking to him. He's in you, breathing in you. He's living in you. He's moving in you. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Jesus, for living and breathing, for breathing inside your people tonight. You're inside them. You're inside of all of us. And I thank you, Lamb of God, for breathing. Friend, I want you to feel the breath of God that is inside you right now. He's breathing inside you because he's alive. He's not dead. He rose from the dead on the third day, and he is alive. And he is living, and he is breathing inside of you. The breath of God is inside you through the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. He's breathing. He breathed on the disciples, and he breathed into their nostrils and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." And God, I thank you tonight that those that are receiving the Holy Ghost, not just this for the first time, but are receiving the breath, the ruach of God, the wind of God. You know, you get outside and you feel the wind blowing. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, the wind is always, you know, there somewhere. It's just when things begin to move, the wind begins to blow your hair. And oh, what here in Dallas tonight and today, the wind was just blowing. It was just so beautiful, so lovely, so awesome, so refreshing, so cooling. And friend, that's the way it is on the inside of you. The breath of God, the wind, the ruach of God is blowing inside you, cooling you, refreshing you, breathing in you, the breath of life. Hallelujah. Receive the breath of God tonight. Receive the wind of God tonight. Receive the life of Jesus tonight. Let it resonate through your being. Hallelujah. Let it echo. Let the voice of God echo through the chambers of your soul tonight. I love you, 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 I love you. I'm with you, 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 I'm with you. Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. I am with you. I am with you. I'm right inside you. I'm right inside you. I'm right inside you. I'm right inside you. I'm breathing in you, breathing in you, breathing in you, breathing in you, breathing in you. The echoes of God's word, places, the high places, the valleys, the mountains, in your soul, in your body, in your spirit, ricocheting off each dry place in your life, shattering the dryness, watering you. Watering the seeds of word, the word of God inside you, watering the seed, nurturing your soul, satisfying your longing for love, 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 satisfying your longing for love. The reason you desire to be loved, friend, because God made you to have him. Oh, there's all kinds of love, but the love that you've been born to receive, the one you're hungry for the most, is the love of the Father. It's the love of the Father. He made you to want love. He made you to be love to others, to receive love. He made you to crave love. He made you to know that love was the only way, and when you got it, you would know it was the only way. Love is 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 the only way. Let it echo through your being tonight. Let it echo through your being tonight. The glory, the glory. The glory of God. Shadows, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. 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 Because thou art with me, because thou art with me, because thou art with me, because thou art with me. Let it echo through your being, friend, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come forth, voice of God. Breathe your breath into the nostrils of our souls, dear God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Wow. What a way to start the night. What a way to start the night. The echoes of God's voice. Wow. I think I've ever been to that place before like that. Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're believing God for a studio. We're working on it. Things appear to be showing up. We'll see what happens. We'll take it step by step. I go and I spy out the land. Literally. Looking for that place, that promised place, that place produced, and echo the voice of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So pray for us. Pray for the building. Pray for that we are moves that we're making or beginning to make. We haven't made them yet. But we are going through some process of checking things out and seeing and checking and feeling, looking, longing about what he wants to do. Because it's not about what we think would work, right? It's about what God wants to do. Because we can reason, you can reason anything out. I've reasoned some pretty wrong things out before. Many years ago, I have reasoned. So you can reason some things out, turn everything spiritual and make it look like it's God all the way. Right? That's what Abraham and Sarah did. They made it look like their idea was going to save the world. And it ended up doing just the opposite, right? Yeah, but God has a way where there seems to be no way. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to put in my earpiece. Let me know if anything changes. All right, I have my earpiece in. If that changed anything, anything made it worse or made it better, let me know. It's all the same. Just you don't have to say anything. All right. Wow, what a way to start the show tonight. I'm just like doing the echo thing. Never done the echo thing as far as I remember. That was a little different. God's opening somebody up tonight. Maybe one person, maybe a bunch of people. I really don't know. But I do know that God is moving, and I'm feeling a new release. I'm feeling a new excitement, you know, and so pray. Let's believe God. Let's just keep walking with the Lord. Amen. He's making a way where there seems to be no way. That is for sure. That is for sure. All right. Let's see what's going on here. Thank you for giving tonight. Thank you for all those who help us and believe God that we're doing. We do a very special thing. Everybody does a special thing. Whatever you do from God is special, right? So I'm not just saying we're the only special people around, but we have a special thing we do that nobody else does it quite like we do it, right? It's like nobody else does quite what you're going to do and what you're doing. We have that very special thing that God does here on PGN and the voice of God, that the way we say things, the way that God uses us to really contradict a lot of the prophets, and kind of find out on those things that we're wrong on some of those things and some major issues, not just little things, but really big things, which is important to remember, and that God uses us for that. That's one thing he does. He keeps the word of God out there regardless of what anybody else is saying. Just like the prophets who, you know, went in among Ahab and some other, another king, and they wanted him to prophesy that Israel was going to go to war, going to win the war, and all the other prophets prophesied that that war would be won. Go forth and go do it. And this one particular prophet, he said, you know, he even mocked him. He said, yes, go forth. Thou shalt win the war and shall bring a great victory. And the king got mad at him because he knew he was mocking him. And he said, just tell us what God's saying to you. Micaiah said, you're all going to die. You're all going to be dead. God is not with you. And, of course, because he was one among many, they chose to go the other way. And look what happened. That's where Ahab got killed. Do you know that? Remember the prophecy about Ahab? After Ahab stole the vineyard and his wife, Jezebel, helped him do it. And God judged him for that. That was the judgment day on that one. Micaiah said that God is not with you. That's Ahab. He was prophesying that to Ahab, some of Ahab's crew. And he went out to war and got killed. And that's when God had Ahab taken out. We're about to see things like that happen. Prophets are going to prophesy for people to do things. And the majority of the prophets are going to be saying, do it. And they're going to do it, and they're all going to die. They're all going to lose, in other words. So we need to be careful what voice we're listening to, right? That we're just the voice of God, that we know the voice of God, that we, many people are so used to the religious spirit that comes even through the charismatic brothers. You know, every movement kind of washes out, and some of that has washed out. And become old, no longer a new movement, no longer new. New means it stays in God. It can be around 50 years, but if it stays in God, it's new, it stays new, it stays fresh. It stays of God. But when it starts getting away from God, it turns old. And what I see, and they got a bunch of people with them, they're diving into the old, and they're going to find out that swimming pool that they're diving to, it looks like the water's deep. But it's not. They're going to hit the concrete bottom. They're going to break their neck. Sad to say. They're going to dive into the pool. And their neck is going to be broken. Sad to say. Yeah. That we're going to literally see that. It's going to be amazing. So get ready. Times are changing. And so are we, right? We're changing. Into the glory of God. We're changing into the presence of God. We're changing by the word of the Lord. We're not just bound by our tradition, stuck on what we've always heard everybody say, but we're free and walking in the grace of God. Amen. We're going to start walking in the word of the Lord, even though it contradicts what the majority say. We may be the minority for a while. All right? So you got to get used to that. All right. So let's go here and hang on just a second. Okay. Thank you guys for giving tonight. We appreciate you doing that. We'll obeying the Lord. And we're getting ready. The building situation has got me stirred up again, and I don't know what's going to be the result of it at this time. I'm not going to, unless God shows me for sure. You know, we're looking at some stuff. So pray, believe God, see what happens. All right. See what happens. All right. If you've given tonight, thank you for that. If not, if you need the link, they're working on the website again. I didn't think they would transition it this fast, but they've already started the transition process, so it's not actually on tonight. If you want that link to give, we will be glad to send it to you. Just give me a little, send me a little text or something, at 214-505-8719. 214-505-8719. And so, hang on a second. And 214-505-8719. I get it because I had a little in a second. There you go. All right. So if you need that link, you can text me there at that number, and I will be glad to send it to you because you won't be able to find the website tonight. It is. The transition has begun, and they're working on it. So, all right. I can send it to you if you'd like to have it. All right. All right. I'm going through some people give like right before the show, so I go through there and try to see what's going on. Thank you. There you go. Thank you for asking. We'd be glad to get it to you. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. All right. We love praying for people. We love praying for you. And we're believing God with you for whatever you need. Amen. Doesn't always come overnight, but it comes sometime in the middle of the night. Right? Yeah. You never know. Be alert. I get it. Work for somebody tonight. Be alert and watch it come to you. Be alert. Here it comes. 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 Another echo. You may be into the echo realm tonight. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. We're going through here. Give me just a moment as we walk through this little valley into the glory. All right. And there's another way to give, too. If you'd like to give that way, you can go to your phone app store, the app store on your phone. Search for Randy Chandler or PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, and you should be able to find it there. It's an app, and it's bluish with a red ring around it, and you can see it. You can give right there on that if you want. All right. Okay. All right. Really good to be with you guys tonight. All right. Cool. People giving all during the show. Amazing. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Yeah. All right. Got it. It's good. God is 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 good. God, y'all hear that echo thing going on inside me? God is good. God is good. God is good. I don't know what just kicked in, but something did. It's like, and that's just coming out of my spirit. Like, it's in my spirit doing that. I'm not doing that. That's coming out of my spirit. That's the echoes of God's voice. You know what's so amazing about an echo is it repeats the same thing exactly. Like, if you say hello, 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 it doesn't change it 1 ounce. You know, really, it echoes exactly the same words. I mean, whatever you said,
that echo carries it, and it doesn't change it. And that's what the echoes of God do. That's what being hearing from God does. Whatever He speaks, you hear it the way it was given. And when you repeat it like He gives it. You echo it, 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 you echo it. Wow. Hear that echo tonight. Wow, 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 wow. Woo! Wow, 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 wow. The echoes of God. Hallelujah. I'm blown away by the echo thing. That's kind of like a new thing for me. I don't even know what that is, actually. Hallelujah. I know it's awesome, though. All right. Thank you for what you're doing tonight. Thank you for everything you do. And we are praying for you, believing God for you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Right? We want you to, your prosperity to be good. We want it to be real. Right? We want it to be real. So that's why we do that. Right? Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, tonight. Amen. Wow, I got the echo thing going on, y'all. It's something's happening inside of me right now. I can't even describe it. It's like, wow, amazing, absolutely amazing. Well, I want to share a couple of little nuggets with you while we're kind of in this place, unless God changes it. I got a couple of little nuggets I want to share with you. You know, I got this word tonight, and it may be for a person. I got several words that may be some for individuals. I'm not sure exactly what this is for, but God repays. God repays. In other words, when somebody afflicts you, if you don't afflict them back, God will repay them if they don't repent. God repays. God repays, he vindicates, not us. But if you vindicate, if I vindicate, if I repay, like, you know, don't let somebody get by with something, you're going to pay for that, buddy. And then we go about trying to orchestrate our own little God-given plan. You ever done that? Yeah, I have. You ever hear a little God-given plan, you know, straight from heaven, lying like a dog? Although most of them, we really believe it, and we repay people. And when God says, 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 6, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay affliction to those who afflict you. And look at that. It's a word for somebody. And you hear that? Please listen to this. This may be for you. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse, I saw this today, 1, verse 6, chapter 1, verse 6. Since it is a righteous thing, a righteous thing with God to repay affliction to those who afflict you and to give relief to you who are afflicted with us, Paul said, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, giving vengeance to those who don't know God and to those who don't obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will pay the penalty, eternal destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes to be glorified in his saints. In other words, he's coming. When he comes, he will be glorified in the saints that are in the earth. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 10, when Jesus comes, or when he comes, to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who have believed in that day. I'm giving you little nuggets. This is kind of a nugget time, okay? Echoing nugget time. I'm echoing you to what I got today. I got several little things for you. You have to let God show you which ones are for you. God speaks to me about his people for his people. That's my job. I serve God, and he serves the people through me. All right? there's another one here somewhere. I want to share this thing to you about prophecy. One of the things that I saw today also in 1 Timothy, again, Paul and Timothy got this thing going on, talks about how that the gift was given to you by prophecy. But sometimes gifts are given by prophecy. All right? Did you hear that? Were you able to grasp that? I want to read you the scripture. You can go look at it for yourself when you get a moment. It talks about the gift that is in you. Which was given to you by prophecy. Right? So gifts are given by prophecy. And Paul's telling them there, he said, don't neglect it. Focus on it. Don't despise it, he says. So many people have despised prophecy. You know, this is one of the last movements in the earth, I believe. In the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit. My sons and my daughters are going to prophesy. That's a prophetic movement. It's going to be so rejected because it's not just going to be mighty prophets prophesying. It's going to be everyday ordinary people speaking by the Spirit of God. And they're really going to judge it because who do you think you are? You haven't been to Bible school. You haven't been to prophet school. You haven't been to the school I've been to all the years I paid. You know, how can you don't listen to those people. And they'll try to act like they're protecting prophecy, but what they're doing is despising it. It's already been going on a long time. But okay, so gifts are given through prophecy. 1 Timothy 4:14, don't neglect the gift that is in you, he says, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the elders. Isn't that cool? So there's gifts that are given, it says here, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy. In other words, the word of the Lord imparts it to you through prophetic words, through prophecy. How do we know what kind of prophecy? Because it was in the laying on of hands of the elders. Also laying on of hands, of course. Right? So there are gifts that are imparted through prophecy. In other words, sometimes when we're prophesying to people, there are gifts that are being, given to people. Sometimes they're activated in people. A lot of times they're activated. They're already there. All right, that's what 1 Timothy 4:14 says. Don't neglect the gift that has been given to you through prophecy. Right? Right. Isn't that interesting? I thought that was really cool. I saw that today, and I've read the Word of God many times, but you know, you go through it, how you catch things. So that was for somebody tonight. So there are gifts. When we prophesy, there are gifts that are given. You know? I don't know. It doesn't say what gifts yet, or I would tell you, but I'm doing research on this. I'm looking into this because that's what one of the things God's having us do. There you go. Praise God. All right. There's so much I want to talk about, but we're going to try to stay in this flow, in this mode that we're in, of echoing the Word of God. And tonight we're going to, of course, take communion. Don't forget to get your communion cup and your bread and your juice, whatever you have. Some people have a little deal of wine, whatever you have. Whatever you have. Some people like that. Some people don't. I normally have grape juice, but, you know, whatever. I'm not against any of that. So I want you to see as we've talked much about our inheritance, right, on Thursday nights. We talked a whole lot about it. And what your salvation came free. No works involved in your salvation. No works at all. All you did was just believe in your heart, man. Say it with your mouth, believe in your heart, that was it. There was no action. There was no doing something good. There was no action to your, the way you get saved is in your heart you believe, and it is given to you as a free gift. You don't do it by works. You don't get your salvation by works, and you don't lose your salvation by works. Contrary to much of even what some of you believe, I know. But I have to tell you what I believe, right? All right, but your inheritance, what is your inheritance? Your inheritance is the will of God for you, which is involved in everything in life that God created, the trees, the ground, a house, a home, a vehicle, a horse, or a chariot, or a car, you know, whatever you got. All those things, provision that comes from God, and all that provision comes from the earth that God created. And so your inheritance died on the cross and shed his blood, and his blood, you know, was dripped down into the earth and redeemed the earth and cleansed the earth and began the process of that. Of course, we have to do our job to prophesy over it and to finish what Christ has given us to do. Right, so I want to read you a scripture in Colossians about how do you activate your inheritance. I want you to watch this. We've talked about this many times, but I've never seen a scripture so plain about it before. Activating your inheritance. Tonight we're going to take communion, and it's about your inheritance. Christ died and left you an inheritance. The difference is that he rose again from the dead, but since he did die, the testator died, your inheritance is now activated or ready for you to activate it. I want you to watch this. This is really simple, but it's really powerful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 says, servants, I love the way servants. Remember last night we were talking about servants being first. You want to be first? Be a servant. You want to be the greatest? Nothing wrong with wanting to be the greatest. You know, nothing wrong with running a race, wanting to win the race with first, right? That's what we run the race for, is to be first. But how do we be first? There's a God way of being first. That is to be a servant. Lay your life down. Then God rewards you. Then God exalts you. Okay, so Colossians chapter 3, verse 22. Servants, obey in all things those who are your masters according to the flesh, you know, in the natural realm, not just when they are looking as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. In other words, he's saying the way you do things unto the Lord is that you do it when they're not watching you, when they're not looking at you, when they're not standing there going, oh, you're such a good worker. When you're working a good work, when they're gone, that means that you're giving them 100%. You're serving. And servants are going to be the greatest, y'all. That's why he opens it up with servants. Very appropriate with what the knowledge that we're about to receive and the information. Obey in all things those who are your masters. In other words, learn how to obey your master, because in learning how to obey your masters in the natural realm, according to the flesh, it says here, the flesh realm or the human realm, it's because it's teaching you how to obey God in all things. That's why God puts you under leadership, and you don't always agree with them. Sometimes God will make sure you don't agree with them to see what you'll do. You see if you'll rise up your ugly head and rebel, like Lucifer did. Or will you humble yourself and say, I'm going to learn how to serve God? Because I'm telling you, friends, God's going to have you do things that you will not agree with. He'll have you doing stuff. You're going like, man, I don't agree with that. But you got to do it anyway because he's telling you to do it. So is it when we serve under others? All right, not just when they are looking. What's a true servant? A true servant is somebody who works hard, who does good all the time. Not being men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, in singleness and oneness of heart. Being first, singleness of heart is going to put you in first with God. But in singleness of heart, fearing God. Now look at verse 23. Colossians 3:23. And whatever you do, work heartily. Now watch what I'm saying here. Whatever you do, do work heartily. As for the Lord and not for men. He's leading up to something here that's really interesting. And whatever you do, work heartily. As for the Lord. In other words, do it 100%. Be number one. Be the best worker. Do it when nobody's looking because God's watching. Sometimes God will have your boss leave the room to see what you do when he leaves. And if you sit down, oh, man, my God, and you sit there for 2 hours or, you know, whatever, piddle around, slow down, don't want to work too hard when he's gone because he's not seeing you. You only want to do it when he's seeing you or when she's seeing you or whatever. Then it shows that where your heart's at. That you're working for men, not for the Lord. That's what the whole thing proves, is that you're really just working for men for the money. But when you do your job, your work, unto God, not just when they're looking, but when they're gone, and you know God is looking, the real boss, that's when you know you're not a man pleaser. That's what it says right there. It's for the Lord and not for men. Verse 24, the next verse. Colossians 3:24, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. What inheritance? You think your boss is going to give you an inheritance? Not necessarily. He's going to give his inheritance to his children. What's inheritance that he's talking about? He's talking about even when you do your labors, one of the ways you walk in the inheritance of God is that even when you're doing your natural business and work, whatever you're doing, you do it not just in front of people, but you do it knowing the Lord is watching you, and you do it unto the Lord. That's when you, knowing that from the Lord, you will receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ. So in other words, even when you're working for some heathen or doing whatever you're doing, when you do it unto the Lord, knowing he's watching you, knowing you're diligent at all times, and you're maybe getting $10 an hour, but you're working for 15, and you should get paid 50 what you're doing, but you're only getting 10, and you're doing it unto the Lord, what happens? You break into the inheritance that God has for you. Whether they give you a raise or money just starts coming in on the side, I don't know what's going to happen. But you see, the principle here is saying, he says servants. In other words, these are literal physical servants who have jobs out there with masters. That you obey in all things, even when you don't agree. Not a sinful thing. Not going to be a sinful thing. Just things that you may not agree with. Obey in all things. Those who are your masters, according to the flesh. Not just when they're looking as men pleasers. But that's what you find out. When you're just working hard in front of the boss to show him how good you are, and then when he leaves, when he's gone, you slow down and you get a pace going just to get just enough done to earn your $10 an hour. What does that show about you or me? It shows that we're man pleasers. As men pleasers. Don't do that. Because it shows, it exposes that you're a man pleaser. You don't really believe God's watching you. You're not really doing things unto the Lord. When you're doing things unto the Lord, you do it because you know he's watching you, whether your boss is watching you or not. And when you do that, when you work that into your heart, and God uses it, he tests you, the boss leaves, and he tests you to see if what's happening is you are, when you do it under the Lord, and you keep going, you are tapping into your inheritance from God, the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Jesus. How do you tap into your inheritance? That's one of the ways you do it. It's about what you do unto the Lord, and this is just a job situation. We're talking about anything you do. Things you do in private, you know God doesn't approve of. And you know he said, and you don't really think he's watching. Most of the time, you wouldn't be doing that stuff if you knew he was watching you. You don't really believe he's watching you. You don't really believe it. Or you wouldn't be doing it right in front of him. This tells you a lot about people. It tells you where they're at with God. Doesn't mean they're not saved. Doesn't mean they're evil people. It just means that they're man pleasers. and they're not going to receive their inheritance, they're not going to get their breakthrough, they're not going to get the things that come from God, their reward. The reward is the inheritance. What's the inheritance? It's whatever you need. The higher pay you want from God, you get paid $10 on your job and you do a $20 an hour job, guess what? God's going to more than take care of your $20 an hour. In other words, it doesn't matter what you're working for. Well, it's nice to get a raise. It's nice to have more money. And all that. You know, we all want all that, and that's all good. I'm talking about how to tap into your inheritance, which has no limits. You want to enter into the no-limit realm? No limits? That's God's inheritance. That's what Jesus paid for on the cross. That's why we do communion here a little bit, which we're fixing to do. We'll just step right into communion here since we're talking about this. Knowing that you will receive the reward of the inheritance. What inheritance? All of a sudden he jumped into inheritance from being working for some guy, is it your master, and working hard when he's gone, saying that knowing this, when you do it under the Lord, you're not a man pleaser, you're doing it under the Lord. You're tapping into your inheritance. Just think, you're on the job, working for $10 an hour, you're doing a $20 an hour job. The guy can't figure out why you're just working so hard and doing so good because, you know, that you're doing it under the Lord. Because you're not just trying to get a raise from him, although I hope that happens. You're tapping in to the inheritance of God because you're doing what you do under the Lord. Isn't that simple? Isn't that easy? Isn't that amazing? Works of faith to receive your inheritance. I love how he opens up verse 22. Says servants. That's one thing God's been showing me. He said, you want to be great, Randy? We all want to be great. What does great mean? You want to be a great influence. You want to be great in the sense that you want to win a lot of people to Jesus. You want to have great influence on people. When you say something, you want people to listen because you're speaking what God's speaking. That's what great means with God, is that when you say something, you do something, it's the influence of God behind you. God is approving of you. God is giving you favor. God is making you great because you do things. Even behind closed doors, you're doing it as under the Lord because you know he. When you prove to him, you know he's watching you. You'll quit doing those things after a while. When you start picturing yourself doing whatever thing you might be doing that you know is not God, you're going to quit doing it because you're going to realize, oh, yeah, he really is watching me. And though he loves me, he knows I'm. You know, we have sin, we mess up, but to do our sin arrogantly and pompously in front of him, knowing he's watching us as we do it, what does that do when we do that? Because God is watching you, guess what? Your inheritance isn't released to you. That's what this said. That's what this is talking about, man. This is amazing. This is downright plain spoken and right up front, right? Yeah, I know you're loving this. Because y'all like me, you want the truth, man. And I got some things in my life I could, you know, deal with this in. I mean, this is for me. This isn't just for y'all. This is for us. I'm sharing with you what God is sharing with me. This is not a condescending, I know you, you're doing something bad. It has nothing to do with that at all. Even Jesus said, I didn't come to judge you. I came to release you. I came to bless you. I came to help you. I came to set you free from the things that are messing with you. That's the heart that we have as shepherds. I'm not trying to find your faults so we can expose you and embarrass you in front of people. Sometimes that exposing does have to happen if somebody rebels and deliberately and willfully just keeps on doing their thing and trying to hide it and lie about it and dragging other people into it. You know, sometimes we have to expose it because they're doing it to Christians. They're defiling Christians. They're defiling innocent people who don't really know any better. We have to even name them sometimes. Paul named them. Why do you think he named them? Do we mean? No, he named them because they were friends of his, and then they went the wrong direction, started preaching the wrong gospel, and he had to say, you know, Hymenaeus and whatever their names were. He said, you know them. You know, I don't want to expose them. But people say, I don't want to say their name. Well, you better say their name. Under the right circumstances, you know why? Because saying their names is, you know, I'm going to make you guess who turned on the gospel and now is like doing all kinds of weird stuff, preaching weird stuff. I'm not going to tell you who they are because I don't want to say nothing. I saw what Paul the Apostle did. Paul the Apostle was straightforward to the point. He knew exactly what he wasn't trying to hurt nobody or expose everybody. He's trying to say, hey, these guys were on my side. They were on the gospel. Now they're preaching another gospel. They're worshiping angels. They're doing whatever. And so their name is, you know, my friends, the guys you think that are on my side, they're lying to you. They're not on my side anymore. They're preaching another gospel. And their name is Hymenaeus, and on he went. And he turned them over to Satan for also. there's a couple of times that Paul turned people over to Satan. I mean, it's kind of crazy, right? But look up the word Hymenaeus. I think it's Hymenaeus that he turned over to Satan. There's two scriptures where Paul turned them over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. Two of them, not just one, but two. And so you have to get a hold of that and realize that this is not just something Paul did one time because he had a crazy moment. No, this is something he understood as an apostle that we have to do to deal with some of the most difficult situations. Not people are seeking God and making mistakes and failing and sinning and failing and knowing they're sinners. It's people who are deliberately and willfully rebelling and then lying about it and trying to accuse you of doing what they're doing. That's when you have to expose it. And only then. Other than that, we lift up our brothers. We help them. Right? We need the gospel of Jesus Christ, y'all, not the gospel of what the lukewarm church was. Oh, we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Don't ever mention their name. We don't want to say their name. Well, he didn't name everybody that made mistakes, but he did those who needed to be known, that these people were well known. They were with me. You know them. You know they are on my side, and now they hate me. Now they're trying to, you know, destroy me. And you need to know. They're telling you they're still on my side, and they're not. And here's their name. You know? So let's get biblical, y'all. What do you say about that? I mean, me too. I'm talking about me, you, all of us. Let's get biblical. We don't have to be condemning or ugly, but just up front and to the point. Stop piddle-paddling around and not be a bunch of self-righteous, arrogant. We're doing the very thing we're accusing them, we're exposing them, we're doing things that we're doing too. No, we don't want to do that. We do not want to do that. That'll get you in trouble because you'll be nothing but a hypocrite, right? We don't want to be a hypocrite. A little teaching, a little revelation, just kind of sharing some nuggets and echoing some things as God gives it to me. Thank you for, some of those words for you. Thank God. Praise God. God is good. All right. Hope you're getting things from the Lord tonight. And somebody's getting some personal words, maybe. That's awesome. Thanks for giving. If you want to give tonight, you don't have the link. You want that link? The site is down right now. They're transferring some things over, and they turned it. In other words, they turned it off a little bit early. They weren't supposed to like shut it down for a few days, but they did it already. So it's all good. But if you need that link tonight, you won't be able to get it on the website. So just if you want to text me at 214-505-8719, I will text you that link, and you can, if you want to give tonight, if you want to. I know you're just itching to give. You want to give. You can't wait to give. We'll help you out with that. All right, we will help you out with that. Just send me a request for that link, and I'll be glad to get it to you. All right. Okay, we're getting ready to shift gears and take communion. So if you don't have your communion, you might get it ready. We're gonna do that tonight. I'm seeing the people that have given on the app. Some people give on the app. There's two ways to give. You can give on the app, and then you can give on PayPal. And I have that PayPal link. You can't get it from the site tonight because it is. They have, in transferring some things over, they shut it down a little bit early. I wanted to wait for the weekend, but they did it, so no big deal. It's all good. We just keep trucking on, and you know, it's all good. It all works out fine. Okay. And Thank you for hearing from the Lord. Thank you for listening to the Lord when he speaks to you. We really appreciate it. You obey him. Thanks for those who God uses to help PGM with their tithes and offerings. Thank you for that. There are a lot of people to help. There are a lot of people we could be blessing. There's a lot of good ministries out there. And you've chosen to be with us, and we appreciate it. We're glad for that. All right, like I said, we are looking at a little bit more serious about property. Once we figure out for sure that's what we're going to do, as far as I'm concerned, as the head of the ministry under Christ, once I decide that I think that's it, then I'll present it to take it to the next level, and we will go do that, and be really cool. But we are working the process right now. This is as close as we've come in a while. And just pray that we are doing, if this is God, that we will do it by his grace. Right? Yeah. All right. Thank you. Okay. Checking one more time to see if anybody is given again. Some of you are giving on the app. Thank you for that. It works pretty good. Praise God. All right, let's get our communion out, and just a moment, if we transition, I'll be right there with you. All right, let's go to the scripture here, 1 Corinthians 11, and let's get ready to take it. Yeah. First Corinthians 11, verse 23. Believe God for a miracle tonight in your life, a miracle in my life, a miracle in PGN's life. Amen. Okay. What's the New King James Version? For some reason, I started doing New King James Version. Know why? Like a lot of the versions. A lot of versions are good. All right. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for your offering. Thank you for that. And Lord, giving it to Jesus. Make sure you give it to Jesus. Maybe end up PGN, but under the Lord. All right. There you are. Hallelujah. Thank you for it. God is good, man. I feel the anointing tonight. We're getting ready to step into some communion information here. The echo thing kind of took me by surprise tonight, and believe me, man, I'm telling you. It took a little bit for that. I'm not sure what was going on, so I didn't know how to handle it exactly. But it's like it was just echo, 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 echo. It's like that in my spirit, just doing that. That was amazing. And I just try to give it the best I can. Whoa. Dear God in heaven, what a wonderful thing. Jesus, we give you the glory and we give you the praise. Hallelujah. God is glorious, our King, our Messiah, our Jesus, our Savior, our lover, the forgiver of our sins, the lover of our soul. Amen. How can we not love Jesus? I know I'm talking to preach to the choir, right? No doubt about it. Preach to the choir. And we are. All right. And, I really want us to have our eyes opened up to this new word God's given me about first. It began last night. It was brand new last night for me. And I gave it as God gave it to me first. The first fruits. The first, there's a lot of things about the first fruits. You know, love God first. Seek Him first. First love. We're going to move into the first room. I can say it was fresh right before the show, so I didn't have a chance really to get into it much. Just quickly looked up a couple of scriptures. Angela Lanham from the Carolinas confirmed it. She just got her license tag in, and I was sitting there preaching on Matthew 6:33, and she gets her license tag in that day. That day. And it had, she'd ordered it, you know. It didn't just come in supernaturally. I wish that would have been cool, right? But she had ordered it and put on the front of her car her license tag on the front of her car. And it was Matthew 6:33. Just got in that day. She texted me on the show when I was preaching. She said, Randy, I just got my license tag in today that I ordered Matthew 6:33. It came in the mail today. Here you are preaching this. Girl, you know, that was confirmation for me, man. I was like going, man, that's hot. God told me it was a word. It was like a prophetic release. And what a confirmation. Angela, thank you, thank you, thank you for confirming that and letting me know that. Isn't that amazing? She had ordered that, and then the Lord had an ordered word, and the orders came in the same day. Woo! Wow, man. I mean, like, wow. That just hits me. That hits me good. It's been really good. All right. We're going to step into our inheritance tonight, friend. When we eat his body, when we eat his body and drink his blood, we pray over it. Jesus was being the servant. He was being the great one, though he was given his life. A servant, serving, came to serve, not to be served, but to serve, and gave his life. He showed an example of what being great is all about, is, you know, didn't do anything except what he saw his father do. So he had put God first, right? In the Garden of Gethsemane, he was struggling with putting God second, if, you know, not really struggling with putting God second, but wondering if God could change his mind. Or change something or do something so that, you know, if this cup could pass to me, you know, but he put God first. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And he went ahead and gave himself to be whipped and beaten and crucified and tortured. When I think he was praying, I think he was asking God, I think that he was asking the Father if we could have an Abraham and Isaac moment where the job was done, but nobody died. Nobody shed any blood. He could just keep on. That he could fulfill the prophecy that you get. Okay, y'all ready for this? So he could possibly fulfill the scripture that all the Jews thought, Isaiah 9, where the Messiah, when he comes, would not die, but would rule and reign on the throne of David. That maybe this was possible because Satan, you know, knew that the Jews believed that, and he was trying to get Jesus was starting to battle. The closer he got to the cross, the closer that time came, he began to battle. He began to struggle. And when Peter said that to him, you can't die, I mean, that's the very thing he was struggling with, was the way he was going to die and how he was going to die. And, you know, and he was receiving it, but he was struggling with it. He was receiving it because God was putting it in him what was going to happen to him, and he was starting to eat it and drink it. And it was getting heavy on him. So heavy that when he got to Gethsemane, it was so heavy that the disciples couldn't even stay awake. If you go study that scripture, they slept not because they were sleepy, but because the environment was so heavy. That's why they couldn't wake up. Because they were carnal so much. They're pretty carnal sometimes. But Jesus was debating maybe somehow I will stay and rule the throne of David, and I can give my life without literally going to the cross and dying like Isaac did. Isaac died, though he never died, in God's eyes. Abraham offered up Isaac, even though Abraham didn't offer up Isaac literally, except he did it literally in his heart. Have y'all got this yet? Have y'all been thinking about this? I mean, this is something that it was shocking to me when I heard it. Father, if this cup can pass, if I can do like Isaac, is this what you're really going to do? But I have to. But he's been drinking the information. They're going to brutally beat him, put a crown of thorns on his head, and all the different things he had to do to pay for the salvation and be nailed on a cross. Can he just be willing to do it? And it happened. And literally, in God's eyes, Jesus' blood would be shed, and when we take communion, we could be drinking the blood of Jesus that never physically got shed, but in God's eyes it got shed, just like it did with Isaac. I think that that's what he's thinking. I can't prove it. That makes more sense to me than anything else I've ever heard of. Wow. That's shocking. Because he was a servant, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. When he was saying that, he was saying kind of like Abraham, he was saying like, you know, okay, I'm willing to do this, Father. Like even Isaac said, Father, I have the wood and the fire, but where's the offering? And I don't know what all went on through his mind, but somehow he was willing to lay there because he didn't fight too much because Abraham was older, maybe he's strong. But he wasn't just exactly a baby. He was a strong kid. He wasn't fighting too much. He fought at all. I think he willingly gave himself. He trusted his daddy. Like it was a skit, like some kind of a skit going on. And it was a skit, but it was a real skit. And in God's eyes, it was about to really happen. But because Jesus was, here's what I want to say, because he was a servant, he said, nevertheless, not my will, Father, but thy will be done. I will go, and I will let them brutally beat me. I will do it willingly if that's what you want. But it wasn't. We could have drank his blood and eaten his flesh without him ever having one knife, one cat of nine tails put to his body. One nail put in his body. He could have been nailed, crucified, died, and rose again from the dead, just like what happened when Abraham offered Isaac. Read, you don't read what I'm saying? Read Hebrews. It says it. My Lord and my God. Every time I talk about this, I feel the reverence of all of God in me. And that scripture tonight in Colossians 3:24, knowing that the Lord, that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. And he's talking about doing things unto God and literally at working for somebody else, serving God when you serve them, and they may not be paying you nothing, but it may be an unfair and unjust situation, but when you do it under the Lord. And God sees that, and he goes, you know what? You're worth $40 an hour. You're getting paid $10. He said, I see that, and know what? You know what that's doing? You're tapping into my inheritance, young servant. Tonight, friend, I want to drink servanthood. I want to tip up a toast of the blood of Jesus and his body. The greatest servant that ever lived, and may God help us to be number two and number three and number the next greatest servant that I've ever lived. That's what I want to be. I want to be the greatest servant that's ever lived. That's what I want. I'm asking God for that. Let me be the greatest servant that ever lived, of course, other than Jesus. I want to be that. God wants me to give my life. I want to give my life. If he doesn't, then whatever. The will of God be done. Except there, you can't take my life because, you know, I got stuff going on. that. My computer just went to pooch. That is amazing. I mean, it just went dark. Just as I said that. That is weird. Put my phone down to it. Very interesting. All right, let's lift it up, friend. All the apostles said, if you lift up the bread, I received from the Lord, which I also have delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the greatest servant ever, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, let's break it, and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Eat, friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Lamb of God. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, the servant of God. This do, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me and my love, my sacrifice. Let's drink. Thank you, Jesus. God, we want to be a servant. We want to be in the first realm. We want to put you first, God. Help us to put you first, Jesus. I know we say we do, and God forbid that we're not, but those areas that we are, if we are not, help us to do it, Jesus. Help us to put you first. Help us to do it being first your way. The disciples thought about who's going to be the best and the first. And he knew they wanted to be, and he knew that was okay. But he said, there's a way to get there. There's a way to do it. And it's not just trying to push each other out of the way and win. It's serving one another. That's how you become first. You want to become first? He didn't say being first is bad. He said, if you want to become first, then do this. Be last. Serve. Do it as unto God. Let God make you great. You humble yourself before God, and he, in due time, he will exalt you. God does exalt people, friend. He exalts them. He makes them great. But it is through humbling ourselves and becoming servants. That's why I try to find ways for people to serve God. Just find something you can do to serve God. Find something. Find some way to serve him, because in doing that, the greatness of God will come to you. The greatness of God will be drawn to you. The greatness of God. In other words, God's going to put you in some great positions. He's going to give you some great deals. He's going to make you number one if you're putting him first. He's going to make you number one if you're putting him first, and he will exalt you in due season. Find some way to serve God. It could be, yes, with your money. You can serve. Some people serve God with their money. Praise God. Nothing wrong with that. Some people serve God with their teaching, with their revelation, with their love for God. They do it by praying for people. Some people serve God by just being somebody's friend. However you're serving God, find a way to serve God and get out of that thing of me and mine, and trying to make it and be great without doing it God's way. Tap into greatness, friend. Tap into being first by putting God first. Let him show you. Through this communion tonight, God, we thank you for the breaking of the bread, the revelation of letting Randy Chandler put you first, to make you first, and not just in a couple of things, in most things, but in everything, be first. Help me, Jesus. Help your people. You don't know Jesus as your Savior and you want to be great? Serve him. Say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my life, Lamb of God. Make me new. Make me clean. I try to be first all the time, and I'm always last. I'm always last. How do I be great? How do I be first? How do I get out of this being last? Come to Jesus and learn how to serve and be last on purpose. Instead of trying to be first, try to be last in him. Then you'll find yourself, instead of pushing yourself to the top, other people will push you to the top. God will push you to the top. Hallelujah. Friend, do you understand what I'm telling you tonight, what God is speaking to us tonight? You want to be great? Nothing wrong with being great. Nothing wrong with wanting to be great. Nothing wrong with wanting to be first. Everybody wants to win first. When you're playing cards, if you don't want to win, there's something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. You may let your kid win, but, you know, you let them win. And then letting them win, you win, right? Because they're happy. Sometimes. Yeah, we're made to win. It's just the way we win. Jesus was being tempted by Satan to win. He said, I'm not going to win your way, devil. Get behind me. I'm not going to bow down to you to get all those kingdoms. Those kingdoms belong to my Father, and I'm going to get them God's way. Get behind me, Satan. Sometimes you have to say that. Get behind me, Satan. I will not bow your way. I will not compromise. I will not succumb to fear. God is my source. I am content in him. Contentment comes from making God and knowing God as your source, friend. That's where contentment comes from. Hallelujah. All right, let's pray over offerings. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. All right, if you want to give tonight, you want that? You don't have the link, you want to get the link, you can text me at 214-505-8719, and we will get it to you. We can give an offering tonight. You can also go to the App Store on your phone, App Store on your phone, and search for Randy Chandler or Prophetic Grace Network, PGN. You'll find it. It's a little blue thing, blue app with a red ring around it. It has Prophetic Grace Network on it. It doesn't have my name on there. It has Prophetic Grace Network. So just look under that, Prophetic Grace Network or Randy Chandler. You'll find it. You want me to send you a picture of it so you don't get the wrong one? You can do that. All right. Thank you for that. All right. We're giving all during the show. Thank you for that. All right. Let's get ready to pray over offerings. All right. Of giving, thank you for that. Need that link? Send me a text. Request it. I'll get it to you. It'll take a second to do it. Get it set up or whatever. All right. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for communion tonight. Thank you for the communion of the body and the blood of Jesus, the servant of God, who won the victory by dying and giving his blood and his body for us. We could live forever. Amen and amen. All right. Let's go here and okay. All right. My first giver tonight in line, we're getting started at the smallest and go to the largest. We may turn that around when we say start at the largest and go to the smallest. We thank God for that. Bianca, thank you for that $3. We just bless you, Bianca. Thank you, God, for the turnaround, the turnabout, in Jesus' name, we thank you for that turnaround, God, the turnarounds in her life, God, the turnarounds, the things that get turned around, the things that God turns around, the things that people repent of, they get right of, get right with God about, the things that around you, the things that you see from your prayers and for your giving to God, that God's answering your prayers for people turning around, right? Repentance, turning around, being turned about by God Almighty. Lord, I speak revival in her life in Jesus' name. Things being turned around in the name of Jesus. That turnaround moment that all of a sudden what looks like it's going one way, all of a sudden it goes another way. Wow. Goes God's way. Hallelujah. 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 Wow. Get ready, Bianca. Jesus' name. Lift up your hands, girl. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it go and let it flow in Jesus' name. Let it move. God is moving, 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 breaking walls down, tearing, rending veil, opening eyes. In the name of Jesus. Giving you favor. All right, Andrea, $5. Thank you, Andrea. Andrea, thank you, Jesus, for the life of God, for the life that the gift of life that God has given you, that God's going to, you know, really make you more and more aware of the gift of life, the fact that we've been born into this earth with all the stuff that goes right, with all the stuff that goes wrong, with the mighty privilege of being born of water and then born of the Spirit, the gift of life, showing you new understanding of the gift of life that we have, that causes us to be thankful for our life, even with all of its difficulties, that it is a gift from God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God, for Andrea's house. Thank you for her land and her property. Thank you for her animals. Thank you for everything she's doing, God. We thank you, God. We give you thanks, and we offer up thanks to you, God, that you're increasing her and multiplying her and adding to her life, God, the gift of life revelation of Jesus, the gift of life, Andrea. God, is opening your eyes more and more and more and more and more to the gift of life, not only for a baby being born and the gift that God has given that child to be born into this earth, to live a life, and then give their life to God, and then spend that eternity with God, not just in heaven, but even here on the earth, that they will always be with the Father. When they're alive, when Christ comes, he will come, and he will be glorified in them. If they die and go to heaven, they will come back with him. They will have heaven and all the heavenlies and all the things of heaven until heaven comes to earth. And God dumps out everything in heaven on the earth, the storage place. He said, lay not up for yourself earthly storage. Don't store things up in the earth realm. Store them up in heaven. In other words, heaven is a storage tank. And I thank you, Lord, the storage tank, God, where we store things up that when we need them in the earth, you will bring them forth in Jesus' name. Bring forth those things that she needs, God, in Jesus' name. The loves of her life. The connections, in Jesus' name. Open that up, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Complete her. God is completing you, Andrea, completing you, in Jesus' name. Cheryl, $7. Thank you, Cheryl, $7. Not from Florida, the other Cheryl. I can't remember where she's from, New Orleans or somewhere. I can't remember. Cheryl, God bless you. One of these days, you can send me a text where you're from, so I know. But thank you for that $7. We just bless you. God is showing you how to reason things out with him. Because when we reason things out without going to God with it, then we come up with our own solution, right? We all do this to a certain degree. things that we learn to give it to God. And then when you learn to reason with the reasoning power of the Lord, because come and reason with me, saith the Lord. Let's come together and reason together. And God's showing you how to reason things out by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God and how God works in the ways of God. So that you can know why things happen and why things don't happen and how they can happen. Like talking about inheritance tonight, how that serving God, even behind closed doors when nobody can see us and doing, serving him and serving in whatever way, it opens up the door for your inheritance to be released. And I speak forth your inheritance. Come forth in Jesus' name. Come forth, inheritance. Come forth in Jesus' name, even the financial inheritance in the name of the Lord. Because in inheritance with God, it's not just spiritual, friend. It's everything you need in Christ Jesus. Everything. All your needs. You need money, if you need a husband, if you need a family, if you need a house, a home, whatever you need, it's yours. All your needs be met in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Every need be met. That's your inheritance in Jesus' name. Shalonda, $10. Thank you, Shalonda. Thank you, Lord, for that. And we just ask you to bless her tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for her inheritance, God. I may speak over inheritances tonight. I don't know. Sometimes when the teaching is about something, that the word begins to penetrate, it flows through the prophetic word. So this is just God speaking to you, Shalonda, about your inheritance. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for that, that those hidden things be revealed, hidden provisions from the Father, from God. As you, not just natural ones that belong to us in the natural realm that maybe have been stolen or robbed from us, to be, because sometimes things can't be restored in the natural realm. In the natural realm, it looks impossible. But God says, "I will restore them in the spirit. I will restore them." In other words, I will. If you had $20,000 coming to your inheritance, you got robbed, stolen, and no way it can ever be restored because it's been lost and taken away. But in God, God can bring that and more. Right? It's like Job's inheritance got taken from him. And God doubled it back. And I sense something going on with that in Jesus' name. God restoring to you the things that have been lost and stolen that can't in the natural realm cannot be restored in the natural. In other words, when somebody has a picture of someone for you and they burn that picture, you can never get that picture back. It's burned up. There's not another picture like it. There's only one. But God can put a picture in your mind. He can send it. He can do something supernatural. And I thank you, Lord, that she's looking to her inheritance, like in Colossians 3 that we talked about tonight, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let it be done, Father. Show her how to serve. You've given her a service heart, God. You've given her a heart to be great, but to be great God's way. In the name of Jesus, let it be done, Father. Bless her, multiply her, and increase her in Jesus' name. Deborah and John. Deborah does shows for us on Tuesdays. Thank you, Deborah, for that. Your service to God, you're serving God. Thank you for that. And John and $11. Thank you, Lord, for that service that Deborah is doing unto you, Father, and all the servanthood that John has too, the way he does. However, everybody serves God in different ways. And just because we're serving God one way doesn't mean that's the only way, right? Yeah, there's many different ways to serve God. And most of it is just walking in the will of God. When you walk in the will of God, you will find yourself serving. You will find yourself serving if you're walking in the will of God, one way or the other, because that's how we've been great. And I thank you, Lord, for the greatness that you have for Deborah, the greatness through her humility, through her servanthood, God, to bless her and increase her. And I know you had an accident. You were in an accident about a week ago or so, and you were a little sore from that. God bless you in your body tonight. In Jesus' name, may you be totally restored, totally blessed, totally healed, totally freed. In Jesus' name, and tap into that inheritance from the Father, because the Father's inheritance is unlimited. Our inheritances in the natural can be awesome, but our inheritance from the Father comes, and it cannot be stolen or robbed, because it comes from God. It comes from heaven. It can't be. It has no corruption to it. It can't rust. It can't get old and fall apart, because it comes from heaven. And I thank you, Lord, for those heavenly gifts for her servanthood, God. In Jesus' name, she taps into your inheritance, God, which many times will manifest through surprise money coming in, unusual circumstances being turned around, and financials coming your way in Jesus' name. Let that be done for Deborah and John in the name of Jesus. Let it be done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it be done, God, right now. Open that up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open up the gates of glory, God. Hallelujah. Open up the gate in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. All right. Thank you, Lord, for that. Opening that up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give me just a moment here. Open up the heavens, let it rain down on you, you and John. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the number 11. 11, 11. Open it up, God, in Jesus' name. Divine appointments. Let things be put in order in Jesus' name. Set things in order in the name of Jesus. Lining up with the glory, manifested glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Sally from UK, London. Thank you, Sally, for that $20. We just bless you in Jesus' name. God, increase you, multiply. I know you've gotten inheritance before. Thank God for that. But I think, your inheritance has to do with, your inheritance from heaven has to do with your, with some business situations, some business awakening, an awakening, business awakening, like God awakening your business skills, God awakening your ability to trust God, God awakening the skills in you to be able to prosper in the midst of, drought and thank you, Jesus, for that. And when other people are going down, God, I thank you in Jesus' name that Sally will shine. She will shine in Jesus' name. That's when the light in you is going to come forth. The Bible says, let not that light that in you be darkness. Lord, it's just our own understanding, our own way. But when the light in you is from God, when the gifts of God in you get lit up and you start seeing them, it took some years for me to, I was in the Word, saying the Word, it sort of, and all of a sudden, I learned how to just drink in Jesus and not try to be so perfect and do everything right all the time and, obey, kind of like living under the law, basically. And when I started drinking of him, learning how to drink of him and worship, I just found myself doing the will of God. I found myself being blessed without even trying to be blessed. And that's what God was trying to show me. And it finally happened. God just started blessing me. I mean, it just opened up. The light shined. The light shined, and I saw. And I thank you, Lord, for Sally's eyes being opened and seeing the gift of God in her to prosper and to be blessed and to supply the needs of the needy with abundance. In Jesus' name. Open that up, God. Let her believe it. Sally, there's some things I could never believe until God just engrafted it in me. And when he engrafted it in me, that's when things begin to change. Everybody says, yeah, you need to believe the word, need to believe the word, need to believe the word. And I couldn't, I wanted to. I was trying really hard, but I just couldn't quite get it. I just couldn't get it. got a lot of things, but I knew I was saved. I was very saved. But I couldn't get a hold of some of the things that people were talking about in the Bible. I said, what, how do you do that? I don't know how you do that. I want to do it. How do you flow? I don't know how to flow. Just flow. I couldn't. I didn't know how. And it was very frustrating. And then God just, I don't know what happened. It just happened. And that's what I see happening to you. It's just a happening. It's going to happen. When? It's all about yielding. When you're yielding, you are yielding to God. God is defining you. In Jesus' name. All right, Angela Lanham, $25. Angela's the one who got, when I was preaching last night on Seek First the Kingdom of God and His Rights and all that, and Matthew, I was preaching partially on Matthew 6:33. She said, I just got my license tag in. That's Angela. So bless you, Angela, tonight, $25. Bless you. Thank you for that. May God increase you, and may the word of the Lord that was preached the other night truly be a confirmation for you. Double. God's going to double you for you. Double you. He's going to bless you. He's going to raise you up and make you the blessing and the blessed. You're going to be blessed to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, God is promising you tonight. I'm blessing you to be a blessing. Hallelujah. You're going to pass out the rewards of God. Put his rewards in your hand, and you're going to give them to those who it belongs to, because you got plenty for your own. Passing out rewards. Wow, what a great job. Imagine having a job passing out rewards. And they were awesome rewards. Like, the look on people, can you imagine showing? You know, you see those commercials where they talk about where you sign up for a certain thing, you could win, you know, $50,000, you know, a month, you know, and then they show up at their door and they tell them and they're just like, ah, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Open that up, God. Hallelujah. All right, Angie, $25. Angie from Virginia, the one who's been traveling around there for a few days. And thank you, Lord, for bringing her back safe. And but the fact that you stepped out of the boat, Angie, even though you came back, you didn't come back as far as back. You stayed. Something in you has ignited, and that is not going to change. It has happened. You activated it. You kicked it in. And God's showing you how to water it, nurture it, you know, keep it flowing. And it will never stop. You obey God. You step out. If you tell me you're going to do that, I'm thinking like, what's she going to do that for? I didn't even go there. My spirit went, yeah. You know, you heard me, I think, you know, what I got from about the Lord. So, yeah, you got it, man. Go for it. You say, what do I think about that? What do I think about it? And I just like, go for it, man. And it was the fact that you were stepping out of the boat and activating something inside you. Maybe this thing about God's inheritance that we talked about tonight in Colossians, activating that inheritance. Hallelujah, because you did it unto the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name, let that be done. Bless her, increase her, multiply her, God. Open up the doors. Supernatural doors. Donald and Tanya, $25. Thank you, Donald and Tanya. Yeah, thank you, God, for Donald and Tanya. We thank you, Lord, that I see the Lord giving you like a new cup to drink out of, like a fruit juice bottle or something, like a new, not necessarily a cup, but like a bottle, like a, you know, like you buy at the store, a juice bottle, something like that. And with a lid on it, you know, and you take it off and you drink from it. So you're getting, you know, when I had the dream about President Obama years ago, that he handed me, I was in a political meeting with him, we were standing there, and he handed me, never said a word to me, but he handed me his beer bottle, a long neck beer bottle, and it said on it, no do-overs. And I remember going like, wow, that's interesting, no do-overs. That's a weird way to say something. But it was his bottle. And I realized that his bottle was his purpose. And that's what he was drinking was, you know, that was the purpose. When you drink out of something. So this is talking about your purpose. God's giving you a new, healthy, fruitful, because there's a fruit, like a fruit juice, you know, container of some sort. and a fruit, bearing fruit, a new cup to drink from, this new thing God's giving you, something new to drink from. And as you drink from it, you're going to drink this new image, this new idea, the new image of yourself, this new idea of who you are. And Tanya, the same thing. In Jesus' name, new image. But if the image doesn't, change on the inside, you know, the new thing, when the new thing comes, then it does no good. We always go back to the old. But God's giving you a new life, a new thing to drink from, you know. And the life that the bottle that God gives us, because Jesus said, "This cup, will you drink this cup?" So when we drink our cup, it's our purpose from God. And I see God giving you a fruitful life and time in Jesus' name. Open that up, God, in Jesus' name. Bear the fruit. Let the fruit come forth. In Jesus' name, with Tanya, God, Lord, I think for Tanya that when a person is single-minded, when we're double-minded, we don't receive anything from the Lord, but we're single-minded. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we all have that double-minded thing sometimes. We all go through battles. But I see God really doing something with your mind, Tanya, bringing you into agreement with God where your single-mindedness is more than ever. I mean, I'll pray that for me. My God, come on, Jesus, give me some of that one. That we become more single-minded. And we don't go back and forth and back. We all go back and forth and back and forth, but we change that. We don't go back and forth. We go back and forth, you know, a long way, back and forth. Then we go back and forth, not quite too much of a long way. Then we go back and forth, you know, a little bit of a long way. And then we go back. So less and less and less we go back and forth. And we end up, you know, heading toward this goal, this purpose of being single-minded with God. And worry and doubt and stress and frustration and all that is a lot less. I thank you, Lord, for that single-mindedness, God, and Tanya, increasing and multiplying in Jesus' name. So she will receive from the Lord in this new season, this new time. That's what this is about, the single-mindedness of your mind, that like a transition is happening in their soul. Their soul prospers, even as God prosper you and be in health, even as your soul prospers, or your mind. Being single-minded. The Word of God makes our minds single-minded, right? Even Jesus struggled with that at times. When he didn't sin with it, but you know, having a double-minded about things sometimes is not always bad, but it's when we say, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That's when we become single-minded. That's what Jesus did. He had a different idea, and it's kept passing me. You know, but Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. So he stayed single-minded, though we always have that before us to become double-minded about something. And that's what was happening with Jesus. And he chose to do the single-minded thing. And it's a new thing with you as far as at a new level. And I see God really doing it with you. Amen. To come into agreement. The yes and amen inside you. Yes and amen, Lord. Yes and amen. Not just with your mouth, but in your mind. May you prosper and be in health as your mind. God has been prospering your mind, girl. Amen. Get ready for that. Bless you in Jesus' name. LaShun, $25. Thank you, LaShun. LaShun had a cousin who got killed in a car accident. I didn't realize he got killed. That's so sad. We pray for the family. We pray that you will comfort them, God, the grieving mother, all the sorrow. Oh, my God. Dear Jesus, have mercy and help them, God, through this horrible time, horrific time, God. And let the sun be a shining light of love. It's always about what we say or how much we say, but what we say in the light of God. And I thank you, Lord, that it's not so much. I find myself, you know, God giving me little nuggets of short words, short batches of information that may not be a lot of words, but they are batches of power. And I thank you, Lord, for giving for LaShun walking at a new level in those batches of powerful words. Maybe two or three words, maybe a sentence. Not a lot always, but it's power-packed in Jesus' name to give people food. Like when, you know, the angel made Elijah that cake, and he ate that cake, and it gave him strength for 40 days, I think, for a long time, whatever. guys. It was awesome. That angel cake. May God give you angel cakes to feed people from heaven. Heavenly cakes that are made of angels in Jesus' name by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Regina, $25. Thank you, Lord, for Regina. God, I thank you for her inheritance. God, I thank you for when we suffer loss of things. You know, I have an inheritance thing that God has not let me do anything about it. And I've given people counsel to do things about theirs, but God has never let me do anything about my situation. I have a situation that has been, it's not good. Wasn't good. Isn't good. And the Lord just told me to turn the other cheek and to, I never rejected anything. When they say we're going to send you something, I said, oh, I don't want it. I never did that. They just wheeled and dealed. And so God says, you know, what I'm going to do is about inheritance. God says, you know, but your inheritance, Randy, comes from another place. Right? That's what he spoke to me about that. But to speak that to everybody. He speaks to everybody a little bit differently. So with me, he spoke, your inheritance comes because I'm in the ministry and I have a fivefold ministry calling. That's what made the exception in that rule. The Lord, it was a test for me to say, who do I want, God's inheritance or my mom and dad's limited inheritance? And I said, God, I wouldn't refuse it if they were honest and gave it to me, but I'm not going to go after it. I'm not going to go after it, you know, because I'm called to the fivefold ministry, and he'd already spoken to me about my inheritance came from him. So God began to deal with me about that, Regina. And so there's different things, God. But I see God, you know, really showing you that everybody has a little bit different thing of inheritance in the financial realm and in the provision realm of houses and homes and husbands and family and children and, you know, all that. And like Job had a covenant with God, and God doubled him. And I thank you, Lord, for the double realm with Regina. God, I thank you, Father, she prays for those who have whatever, like you did told Job to do, that you will increase and multiply as she prays for them and blesses them, God, in Jesus' name, that you will increase her and double her, God, in the name of Jesus. Double her money, double her trouble, double her friends, double her power to influence, double her joy in Jesus' name. Increase her, God, and double her. I declare and decree that in Jesus' name. All right. All right, Nicole Jackson. Thank you, Nicole, for that $25. Nicole Jackson. I don't know where Nicole's from exactly, but anyway, hang on a second. Here. Yeah, that's I know who that is. Okay, yeah, Nicole. Amen. All right. Yeah. Gotcha. Hallelujah. Okay. Yes. So for Ryan, we pray for Ryan tonight, God. In the name, for Nicole. We pray for Nicole tonight, God. We thank you, Jesus, for Nicole. We ask you to bless Nicole, God, and open her up to that that healing virtue in her heart, the healing virtue of Christ, you know, to strengthen. I see God strengthening your heart, Nicole, to enable you to stand up, you know, and be bold and not take anything other than what God has for you. And sometimes God lets us suffer. Sometimes he lets us be rejected. Sometimes God allows us to be rejected. But the rejection does not destroy us. It doesn't, we don't feel rejected by God. Only Jesus was rejected by men, but never rejected by the Father. And he always knew, except for on the cross when he was saying, Father, why are they forsaken? Because he had to turn his face from him because of sin. But before that, he knew the Father never forsook him. And I see the Lord really, Nicole Jackson, I see the Lord really showing you that he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. And he's putting that deep in your spirit, deep in your heart, deep in your soul. And it will let you know that when you struggle in battle and you feel all alone, that you may be all alone, but you're all alone with God. Amen. All alone with God. And when you're with God, you're never really alone. You know, it's always nice to have people, but when you know, I see God putting this in your spirit, you know that when you walk in a valley, the shadow of death, you fear no evil because thou art with me. He is with you. When you know that, that settles your soul and gives you contentment. Amen. And it takes away that anxiety and that stress and that energy, that false energy. There's good energy and there's false energy. That false energy comes from anxiety and discontentment, trying to make us feel discontent. Not never satisfied, but discontent. Hallelujah. Being content in whatever circumstance. In Jesus' name, God. Engraft that into her soul, God. And bless her, God, and give her that mental strength in her heart. May the mind of her heart think love and compassion and forgiveness in Jesus' name and bless it. Amen. That you're not going to be torn apart, but you're going to be the veil in you is being rent, being torn. But it's the ripping of the veil to open up your heart and your eyes. A new place with God, of his security. Brian Jackson, thank you, Ryan, for the $25. God bless you, Ryan. His name, I think, I just want to say, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb. There's a song, behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Slain from the foundation of the earth. Jesus was slain, Ryan, slain. That you won't have to be slain. That when people do try to slay you, it just blesses you. When life tries to take you down, God uses it to take you up. Whatever Satan means for evil, God means it for good. That's what happened with Joseph. May you connect with Joseph. May you understand Joseph and why he had to be rejected and why he had to go through what he went through. Why he was pushed aside. Because God was taking him somewhere with that rejection. What Satan meant for evil to make Joseph bitter, it made him a ruler. And I declare over you, Ryan, to rule in Christ, to rule in Christ Jesus. Be a ruler. With the ruler inside you come forth. The ruling and reigning with Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Robin, thank you, Robin, for that $25. We bless you and thank you for that. Hallelujah. May the glory of God rest upon you. May the fear and reverence of all of God supply your every need. In Jesus' name, God is really opening your eyes to some things and closing your eyes to some things. Sometimes God closes our eyes to things that he doesn't want us to focus on. And he opens our eyes on the things he wants us to see. Sometimes the things that God wants us to see are difficult, but you have such a heart to obey God. You have such a heart to do what the Lord is saying that the crushing you go through is going to lift you up. The crushing you go through, the adverse circumstances that you go through in Jesus' name are there to reveal Christ to you. In the name of this is about the revealing of Jesus Christ, of how he takes everything, not some things, everything, and works it out for good. Everything works out for good. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, everything, all things, I declare over you, all things, Robin, all things. Yes, even mistakes, even failures, even things that we don't know whether we made mistakes or not, even all those things, things that we're not even sure about, things that we are sure about, all that, everything, all things, the things that people have done to you and haven't done for you. God's going to turn because, and the only way that happens is because God's giving you a heart to yield it over to him and to give it to him that so he can take it and make bread of it. Bread of increase, bread of multiplication, bread of blessing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. May your sufferings turn out for the glory of God. It's a witness and a testimony to the blessedness of Jesus, that nothing is impossible to those who trust God. Nothing is impossible to those who believe God. That's the testimony you're going to have, that nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, all things are possible to those who believe, who are called. In the name of Jesus, and you are called and you have been chosen. And Jesus, you're part of a chosen generation in the name of, this is a generation of chosen people. Hallelujah. Let it be done, God, right now. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Tanisha, $26. Thank you, Tanisha. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. God is making the crooked path straight. It's kind of what I was finishing up there with Robin. He's making the crooked path straight. Those things that have been made crooked, those things that have been crooked, that have been misjudged, that have been misunderstood, the spirit of understanding is coming, and the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit of revelation in Christ Jesus. Right now, I thank you, Lord, for opening up her eyes, God, to that new place of emboldenment, in the emboldenment of the spirit of God, a new boldness coming up within you, in Jesus' name, a new boldness. And boldness only comes, Tanisha, when you know things. My sheep know my voice. When you walk in the knowing, there's a boldness that comes. That's why, you know, like during the election, I could say against everybody that with boldness that Biden was going to stay, that he was going to be the president. That was going to happen. It wasn't going to change. Trump was not going to win anything. That boldness didn't come because I figured some things out. It came from God, and you're going to find yourself bold as a lion. That tenacious Tanisha, bold as a lion, girl, is coming up inside you in the name of Jesus and roaring like a lion in the spirit, the territory that belongs. God's showing you your territory. And there's some things that when people would come up on the lion's territory, he could smell it. He knew it. They're coming on my territory. I could smell them. Sense that they would roar like a lion. It's, you know, in all smartness, they would hear the roar of the lion, say, we better get out of here now because they'll come and get us. The things that belong in your territory belong in your territory, and those that don't. Territorial thing. In the name of Jesus. God has given us a territory. He's given us a purpose. He's given us things to watch over and pray over and believe God for, stand in the gap for, and not stop until we get it. In the name of Jesus, and I speak prosperity over you in Jesus' name. I speak the prosperity of the soul. I speak the prosperity of the heart and the mind. In Jesus' name, may your mind be expanded. God's been through all this, all the things you've been going through, you know, the good, the bad, and he's been expanding your mind. Because you're going like, why does this not happen? Why is this happening? What's going on over here? Why does this keep happening? What? And all those things, that's stretching your mind. God is stretching your mind. Now he's going to fill it with revelation. Amen. May the Solomon Jesus rise up within you. May Esther rise up within you. The wisdom God gave her on how to handle situations. So Haman's. In the name of the Lord. All right, Angela Lanham. Oh, wait a minute. All right, take it. Oh, Angela gave. Oh, you gave 30. You gave twice? How did you do that? That's awesome. Is that right? Did I mess up something? Let me go here. Yeah, I know you did. Because I saw it. I didn't mess that up. I'm going to double check, though. I've messed stuff up before. So. Oh, that was from last week. All right. Well, hey, they're into the double tonight. Yeah, that Matthew 6:33, thing is kicking in tonight because, you know, I record all this stuff, you know, and then I move on. And, you know, so anyway, cool. So here we are again, 30-30. I knew that was you giving it 30-30 tonight. Hallelujah. And didn't you also give, what was that? PayPal Giving Fund? What was that? I'm trying to put all this together for a reason. I don't know what the reason is exactly, but that was $25. That was 30. Yes, 30-30. I think you guessed 30-30 and 10. Okay. Oh, you gave 10 also? Oh, last week. Oh, okay. All right, we're going to get it straight, man. This is good. I love it. The reason I like to get the numbers and say the numbers is because I believe there's just a blessing in it, and that's why we do the number thing. And so, yeah, 30-30 tonight, yes. We thank you, Lord, for that 25 already, and then the 30-30 tonight, and then the 10 also last week. We thank you, Jesus, Lord, for that very blessing of Matthew 6:33. Coming to pass, God, in Jesus' name, and bringing to life the victory of Matthew 6:33, God, literally. I'm just going to read that scripture. I feel led to read that. Let me do that real quick. I'm going to prophesy that over you and see what happens. Okay, give me a second. All right. All right, but seek first the kingdom. This is the license tax you got tonight. Got it in the same day that I'm preaching last night. I was preaching on this scripture, but seek first. I'm at first things first. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Yeah, and then it goes on down below that says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Yeah, so that precedes, that 33 precedes 34. And so God is saying to you tonight that, and you put in this license, she told me she put the license tag on the front of her car, which is putting it, you know, so everywhere that goes, it goes before you first. The license tag is in the front of your car and you're driving on the road. So everywhere you go, you know, everywhere you drive, all the territory you pass through, you're passing through it with that first. And the confirmation of the other night that that all happening means that there's something powerful about this. And you put that in the, and so it's the very first thing that is before you. Wow, that's amazing. So your seeker, you know, we all seek God, but there's something happening. That's been your favorite scripture for a long time. Okay, really? Well, that's really awesome. I did not know that. It's been my favorite scripture for a long time. Thank you, Randy. You're welcome. Yeah, so obviously God is hearing that, Angela, and He is bringing that to pass. And literally, you know, the prophetic act that you've done, this is what is called, what I call a prophetic act. When you do a prophetic act is something that God tells you to do. You just don't do something to do something. You'll put Bible on your car, just a scripture, just to put it on there. You can, but I mean, you know, if you want it to be really blessed, God, when God speaks and we do it, then it becomes a prophetic act. Like when they marched around the walls of Jericho, that was a prophetic act where they were silent. You know, they were putting God first. They were doing what God said first and did exactly what God said. When you do what God says, you're putting God first. So this whole thing about seeking God and His kingdom. So you're entering into a new dimension of a new king. Oh, here you go. My God, I just got it. You're entering into a new kingdom. You know, your kingdom. Because last night, if you were able to listen last night, I kept hearing the Lord say, tell my people if they will seek my kingdom first, the kingdom of God first, then I will take care of their kingdom. Then I will put their kingdom first. If they will put my kingdom first, I will put their kingdom first. So God is putting your kingdom first. In other words, your kingdom is what God is having you do. That's what God's having you do. It's a structure. Maybe a business. It can be, you know, whatever you're doing, family, believing God for things, that it opens up the kingdom that God is. So the kingdom that I'm doing, that God has me do as a minister of the gospel and as a prophet and as a, you know, pastor, prophet, evangelist, whatever you want to call me, I'm building the kingdom of God in a kingdom way as from the Lord, the kingdom of God. And so what you're doing is you're not a five-fold ministry person that I know of yet, but you know, you have a business, you have a thing you do, and that's your kingdom. Like David had a kingdom. And the reason God blessed David's kingdom and prospered him, so he was extremely wealthy, it's because he put God first. You know, he made his mistakes, but for the most part, most of the years, he put God first. And when he did, God blessed his kingdom, was the kingdom of Judah and Jerusalem and all that. But they were intermingled, just like your kingdom is intermingled with God's kingdom. It's not like two separate kingdoms. It's an extension of the kingdom of God. And God's getting ready to bless your kingdom. That's all I can say to you. Yeah. Amen. All right. All right. Angela Joy, $40. Thank you, Angela Joy, for that 40. And thank you, Lord, for that time of, you know, when Jesus was in the wilderness, he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And in that 40-day, 40-night period is when he fasted and prayed, and he was hungry, and that's when the temptation began. He fasted first, and it says because he was – you notice that the temptation began after the 40 days, not during the 40-day period. But after the 40 days, he said he was hungered, and that's when Satan tempted him and with turning the stones into bread, taking the supernatural power of God and using it for his own. And because he didn't do that, God trusted him with the power even to be able to do that. And when he walked out of there, he walked out of there in power. He walked out of there endued with power from on high. So that 40-day period, just a few days after that, is when Jesus passed the test and entered into Jerusalem, into Israel, under the power of the Holy Ghost. So there's something going on with you, the tests and the trials and the things you've been going through, and the success of that, where you're entering into a new realm of authority, a new realm of power. In Jesus' name, a new realm to prosper. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord, for that. I thank you, God, for prospering her. In Jesus' name, and bringing her the influence. God's going to prosper you with influence. You're going to have an influence going on. That's what Jesus did when he went in. His influence, just kicked in because people all of a sudden started following him. I mean, eventually the whole world came and followed him. The Jews were fearful because, man, the whole world's going to follow him because everybody started to follow him because he had favor. And so that time of favor, Lord, I thank you for that. When he preached the scripture in Jerusalem in the temple, when he said, talking about the favor of the Lord was upon him to preach good news. Well, I thank you for Angela Joy's favor time. In Jesus' name, we just release that favor, Father. In other words, God's going to put you before he would put somebody else. He's going to put you and give you favor instead of favoring someone else. In other words, you know, when we don't combat and favor and try to do things on our own and fight to be first and get the victory our own way, but we do it God's way, then that favor of the Lord is upon you. Good news, to bring good news, to see good news in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Open that up for her, God. Open up that 40-day period when Jesus was tempted. Those three temptations was after the 40 days. And when he passed that, he walked into his purpose into Jerusalem with, endued with power from on high. And I thank you, Lord, for this new season, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. From the wilderness, like 40 years in the wilderness, 40 days in the wilderness. They said he was drawn into the wilderness to be tempted of Satan. He was in the wilderness. 40 years the children of Israel were in the wilderness. And we thank you, Lord, that we passed through in Jesus' name. Let it be done. All because they passed the test. In Jesus' name. Amen. Chris, $50. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Lord, I thank you for Chris, God. I thank you for the peace of God with him. That when God blesses you with something, you nurture it, you bless it, you take care of it, you know, God gives you a love for the thing. When God gives you something to do, he gives you a love for that. Well, how can you love the ground? How can you love dirt? How can you love water? How can you love oil? How can you love all this stuff? Because when God puts you into something, you love it. You love what God loves. And God created everything in the earth. And now if we love it first instead of loving God, then that's different. But when we love God first, then the things he has us do, we love it because, you know, in order to prosper in it, truly be blessed in it, you love it. There's a part of you that loves it. But God is making you a multifaceted creature, a multifaceted creature where you're going to, you know, not only love the land, love the oil, love the blessings that come from it, because when God brings the blessing, you know, it comes from God. And when the job you do, you love it. And I see God giving you an anointing for love, for loving those things. And so thank you, Lord, for good measure, pressed down, shaken together, will men give it to his bosom. In Jesus' name, give into Chris's bosom, Father. Open up your bosom, bro. God's going to give. Men are going to give into your bosom. It's going to be a transfer of a wealth, transfer of land, property, equipment, favor. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, let it be done. Open it up. In Jesus' name, let the glory spout. Let the glory come out of the spout, God, out of his mouth, out of his heart, out of his soul. Yes, Lord, out of his mouth, in the name of Jesus. And I don't know why I'm getting this, but I see you doing like Peter. When Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, go fishing, and when you go fishing, the first fish you catch, you're gonna look in your mouth, and you're going to find enough money to pay for my taxes and your taxes. I don't know what that's about, the fishing thing, but also the mouth thing, and in the mouth, you know, the coins, the money was to pay the taxes, was to pay, you know, the bills, Jesus' bills. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, open up that whole realm, God, of letting him go fishing, learning, teaching Chris how to fish and catch the fish, catch the thing, whatever it is you're catching, and it have the money in it, in its mouth, to take care of the business, take care of not only Chris's business, but to take care of Jesus. There you go right there. To take care of Jesus' business, right? Because Chris, what Peter caught, Jesus told him, he said, you're going to get enough money to pay your taxes and mine. So that's kind of a pretty good, cool thing to know that God blesses us with enough to pay, take care of Chris's business and God's business. Amen. That's a covenant he's cut with you. In Jesus' name, enough to bless you, take care of your stuff, you know, all your stuff, and take care of his stuff too. Amen. And open that up for him in Jesus' name. All right, Martine, 5383. Martine, God bless you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the final days. God, for those final moments. God, in Jesus' name, all the feelings, all the emotions, all the temperament, all the exchange of, you know, the feeling lost, feeling gain at the same time, feeling sometimes we feel lost. When we feel lost, we're gaining new territory. We usually feel the loss of the old territory. We feel the loss of things. It happens to me. It happens to everyone. When you enter to a new thing, you know, you kind of weep over the old and rejoice over the new. Kind of a torn thing, being torn. God's really going to help you to walk through that, to walk through it successfully, so that when you enter to your new land, your new area, your new property, your new territory, your new place, you're going to enter into it you know, without grieving, you know, that you'll have finished the process, a good process of leaving the old and entering into the new. Yeah, the right way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let it be done. Let that anointing on her, the transfer of wealth, the transfer of blessing, God, transfer of everything in her life. In Jesus' name, let it be done. Hallelujah. Open up that transfer, God, and that inheritance from the Father be made manifest in Jesus' name. All right, Sandra, $60. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Lord, for Sandra, God. We thank you, Father, for the confinement. The thing of the confinement. Let me look at the word confinement. The action of confining or the action of confining or state of being confined. He was immediately released from his confinement. All right. I'm just reading what from the dictionary, right? Dated. This is the second thing it says. Dated. The condition of being in childbirth. The pros and cons, home versus hospital confinement. My grandmother's last six confinement. Okay, that's an example of this one. So there's something happening there with confinement. Immediately released from his confinement. So there's something being released, some kind of confinement being released in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, let that confinement, Lord, let that open up. Let me look at another word here for confinement definition. Let's look it up. The action of confining or the state of being confined. Okay, I'm trying to get a hold of this. Confinement means you're being held and you can't move freely. Confinement doesn't have to be punishment. If you've got a contagious disease, your doctor may recommend, I'm reading this, confinement to your hospital room. Puppies sometimes prefer confinement in a crate. You're sleeping in an open room. Okay, yeah. I don't even know what that means. But there's some confinement, some things that God is, you know, breaking and, you know, and causing some freedom to come about of some confinement where you've been confined. In other words, there's some things where, you know, let me look up some more examples here. I'm trying to get a hold of this. Definition of confinement is the action contained or kept in a place or situation. When you are trapped in your home and not able to leave, this is an example of confinement. All right, so God is dealing with that confinement, whatever that has to do with you, somebody else. I'm not sure what that is. Confinement situation. Just read more that you can take this. Place of confinement means any building or facility and the grounds thereof wherein a court is legally authorized to order that a person charged with a convicted or a crime be held confinement. So God's dealing with confinement. I just get the words. I don't know what they mean. God may be showing you what that means, but that's being taken care of and being released. And, so thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we get in confinement for a while. You know, Paul the Apostle was confined to a prison cell. And then, you know, he was released. And then, you know, other people, you know, Peter, James, and John. Peter and one of those two. When their shackles fell off and their confinement was released, the prison doors opened up supernaturally because they were praising God. And their confinement was, you know, released and broken off of them. Yeah, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for opening that up and setting free, loosening. And sometimes confinement can be a good thing, So we thank you, Lord, for opening it up in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for producing the wealth for Sandra, God, in those ways that that your mind begins to see, your mind is, God is expanding your mind to be able to see, into the realm of being unlimited, to being blessed. Sometimes God will put it in your soul, in your mind, to prosper your mind, to prosper your soul. So God is prospering your mind, prospering your soul. Your soul is prospering. He's making your mind is becoming expanded with the desire and the passion and the agreement with God on wealth and blessing. Money is a real struggle for a lot of people. I mean, they want it, but at the same time, they struggle with it. Is it for me? Can I be, so that whole thing, maybe God's releasing the confinement of that. Maybe that's what this has to do with. There you go. I think I'm getting on something now. That confinement you've had about wealth, I know you've had a real revelation about that, but I see God expanding that in Jesus' name. And releasing you from the confinements of, and also entrapments that, that keep us from being blessed. I see your mind. The Bible says, "Prosper and being healthy, even as your soul prospers." So what I see is your mind, the images in your mind, beginning to see yourself blessed, to see yourself, having financial, and not being limited, not being confined. Amen. In Jesus' name. There we go. I think I got onto it right there. I finally got it. I get the words, but I don't know. It takes a little bit to kind of work through that. So it may have several meanings there, but grab a hold of that. Confinements of wealth. Wow. Too well. Poor wealth. Wow. Interesting. Very, very interesting. All right. Mark and Deborah. Thank you, Mark and Deborah. We just bless them tonight, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for blessing their relationship, for blessing their love. God, that they both will cast their love upon Jesus, that the Bible says, love the Lord, love God with all your heart, love God with all your soul, not love 60% God and 40% our family or loved ones, our husband or wife. No, it says all of our love goes to God. I've talked about this for years off and on, and I just want to prophesy this over you, that all your love going to God. No, not seeing, you don't love me, you love God more than you love me. It's not about, I think people deal with this in the secrets of their mind sometimes. And it's like, we struggle with that, we battle with that. But the truth is that if I can release people to love God, not love me at all, in the sense, love God with all their heart, then when they do love me, they're going to love me with the love of God. And the love of God gives freedom. The love of God is not judgmental. All the things that love talks about. So when we give all of our love to God and not 60 to God and 40 to our families or whatever, but we give complete total 100% of our heart to God, then God gives us a love for our husband, our wife, our children. He gives you the measure of love that they need to love them with. And it's the love of the Father. But it's your love, but it's coming from God. It becomes yours. It's yours because God's given it to you from him as a gift to your husband, to your wife. And I thank you, Jesus, for that and cause them to come together in unity. Wherever two or more agree is touching the matter, it shall be done, that they'll be able to come into agreement in Jesus' name with their love, God, their love for the Father. It's okay to release Deborah to love God with all of her heart. It's okay to release Mark to love God with all of his heart and totally let that be consumed so that when they love me, they will love me with the love of the Father, which is a greater love than our love, a greater love than our love. And I thank you, Lord, for the greater love. I thank you for the greater works with Mark and Deborah, Father, the greater works of your love, God, in Jesus' name. Because when you walk in our love, and we do things, we can have some pretty cool things going on, but when we walk in the love of God, it's the greater works begin to happen. The greater works means God working with us through things. We have, ability to work better through things because we allow our lover to love God first and that, and then let them love us with His love, even though it's theirs, but it's given to them by God to love them with. That's one thing. It's not just God's love. It's God's love through Deborah. It's God's love through Mark. It comes to your character, comes to your nature, comes to you, and flows through who you are as a person. Therefore, it's you that's loving, but you're loving with the love of God, because you've given all your love to Him. Don't give love to anybody else. Don't love anybody else, but we love God. That's a difficult thing to say unless you understand what it means. And prosper them, God, and bless them 100-fold in Jesus' name. All right, Nikki and Charles, $90, thank you. Please pray that my son and all the prodigals would come home and never go back again and backslide again. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. What a great prayer. I love it. Thank you, Nikki, for praying that prayer. Amen. And I just come in agreement, God, that as you bless Nikki and Charles, God, and their children, their family, that they will, you know, all we can do, Nikki, is what I see really God doing with you is showing you how to, you know, we do take accountability and responsibility for being God's servant and doing what God says with our children. But once you've done that, once you've planted and you've watered, God gives that increase, not us. So we are not responsible for the increase. We are not responsible for the change. God is. And so when we get a hold of that, and I'm still getting a hold of that, because He's been preaching that to me. He preached it to me today. He was preaching that to me today. And so thank you, Lord, that a lot of the shame and guilt that I have felt over the years, because this person didn't change, that person didn't get saved, you know, and then they even sometimes blame you. if you didn't do this, dear God, wow, the devil is a liar. You know, and some of it is partially true, but it's like they blame you for it. You know, it's like, wow. And so I bore that shame, and so God started finally showing me, Serenity, you know, plant and water. I give the increase. You can't give the increase. Just plant and water. And God began to set me free little by little of the condemnation, especially with our children. You know, we can't change them. We cannot change them. They'll only change when that seed, if we cannot make their heart be a good heart and an honest heart. We can't do that. We cannot make that happen. That has to do with them. Only they can agree with God's word and let God dig into their heart. They have to allow that. If they don't allow that, that seed is never going to get planted and produce good soil. So we pray that they yield to the plowing of God, so that when the seed goes there, it goes deep and produces much fruit. Amen. So they'll never fall away. So they'll never, in Jesus' name, it's not your responsibility. You are not to blame or even get the credit, you know, when they come to God. We do get credited to a certain degree because we planted the seed in water, right? But all the glory goes to God, as we know. We already know that. But, yeah, the rewards we get are, you know, from doing what God says, whether it produces fruit or not in that person, right? That's the beauty of it. We do what God says, we get rewarded for it, whether it comes through or not. Yeah, we get rewarded for that, whether it gets finished or not. So because we did, you can only do what God says, and you cannot cause the increase. You can only plant the seed and water it. So God, give wisdom to Nikki and Charles how to plant the seed and water it correctly. At a higher level, at a better place, in Jesus' name, where they will know that they've done it correctly, and that now all God does is got to breathe on it, and the people have their children and their family have to receive it, have to let God plow their hearts, and when that happens, then the seed we plant grows. If not, it just falls on, you know, forever. So, yes, thank you, Jesus, for that. And bless them, God. Give them wisdom. Bless their money. Bless their finances, God. Give them wealth. Give them favor in the name of Jesus. Hang on just a second. May they start seeing themselves, thinking Charles, see themselves as blessed. May they see themselves favored. God's trying to increase and multiply the areas that you feel favored in and blessed in. In that financial arena is where God has to, you know, prosper our soul. Our soul has to see it. Our soul, our mind, will and must have to see that prosperity, have to see us blessed. Amen. And that's what God can grasp that word for. So in Jesus' name, let it be done. And they prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers. In Jesus' name. All right, give me just a moment here. I'm going to do something. I'll be right back. Amen. All right, cool. Very, very good. Very, very good. Thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercies, for your grace, compassion, your wisdom on how to do things your way. In Jesus' name. All right, Daniel, $100. Thank you, Daniel, for that $100. We bless you tonight, Daniel. Thank you, Lord, for increasing his compassion, Father. Because compassion is not just for healing people and setting people free and having compassion on the poor. But having compassion, sometimes you have compassion on yourself. And sometimes we're really rough on ourselves, Daniel. And God wants to, I see compassion. You know, the Bible says, love the Lord thy God and thy neighbor as thyself. As thyself, so you got to love yourself, you know, in God, to be able to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, that's a pretty strong statement there. And so sometimes, you know, like with me, I've had to let God take the condemnation away from me from being so tough on myself and took pride in the fact that I was tough on myself. God said, what are you doing? I'm not tough on you like that. You know, I'm tough, but I'm not tough like that. And that's condemnation. I went, what? Yeah, and the Lord said, you know, he started giving me compassion for myself, Daniel. Oh, wow, that was unusual. So instead of being really hard, I go, oh, man. Oh, Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for having me. And I just started feeling compassion for myself. And, man, the freedom I got from that was amazing. And when I, you know, and then it gave me freedom to have compassion for people on things I couldn't normally have compassion for, you know. I get upset. Once you get a job, you know. Go to work, you know. Get up off your lazy rear. I was raised like that, right? And I believe in work. I believe in people need to go. But sometimes I would have very little compassion. And God had to really start showing. So the more I had compassion on myself, the more I could figure out who I was supposed to have compassion on. And usually I could have compassion on people I normally didn't have compassion on. It's very amazing. Always been a compassionate person, but never. There's some areas, you know, I just really struggled. And mainly because I had very little compassion for myself. I didn't know I was supposed to have compassion for myself. You know, so God really, Daniel, he opened me up to that. And man, I started having more compassion on people. You know, it was amazing. I started loving myself more because when you have compassion on yourself, you don't hate yourself. You don't come against you. You don't fight yourself. Amen. And the more God unlocked that inside of me, the more, the freedom he gave me to love people. Wow, it was amazing, literally amazing. And, my discernment level went a lot higher, too. I could discern the will of God better. Because I thought, well, God doesn't want to bless me with that because, you know, I'm not perfect in that area yet. He said, have compassion on yourself. I'm using you. I'm blessing you. And when I began to let God have compassion on me, and have compassion on myself, I found myself loving myself more, going, man, I used to get really upset with myself and struggle for days, you know. And, man, when that love for myself began to penetrate my being, it just unraveled my fears and little things that I struggle with in battle. I didn't tell anybody, you know, struggle with things. And the prosperity of God began to just happen to me automatically. Right? Compassion for yourself opens you up to prosperity from God. The kind that makes no sorrow. That has no sorrow to it. Yeah, you don't feel bad about making that money either. That money coming to you. You know why? Because you love yourself now. You know, God's rewarding you and blessing you. Yeah, the prosperity realm. Big. Passion on yourself opens you up to prosperity realm big time. We're talking about increase and multiplication beyond your measure, what you can measure. All right, Noel, $100. Thank you, Noel, for that. We bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies, God, and your tender mercies that flowing through her, in her, around her, God, your tender mercies, God, that, Lord, I just thank you for that. I thank you for the anointing of your tender mercies upon Noelle, God, through her, for others, for her, even like we're talking about for ourselves, having tender mercies for yourself and releasing yourself from, you know, the perfection that people put on us. They want us to be perfected in their image and their likeness. We don't do it. We don't bow down to them. They throw us in the fire. Well, you know, have fun, because when you throw me in the fire, God's going to, you know, Jesus is going to show up and he's going to say, hey, this is my beloved girlfriend over here. Yeah, I like her. You know, we're together. She's mine. And that she's mine thing. Wow, what that does for tender mercies. Oh, when God calls you his own, that's my baby, that's my girlfriend, that's my wife, that's my lover, whatever it is he's calling you, like he's going like, yeah, you know, that I protect her. I watch over her. She's mine. My tender mercies for her are abounding abundantly. I just feel a release in my belly over this, even, Noel, about the abundant mercies of God's tender mercies and compassion. Wow. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make soft. God is making, you know, we got to be tough. I got to be tough. We all got to be tough. I'm crying to God. God, I need to be tough the right way. And yeah, and be tender the right way. So it makes me tough and it makes me tender. And knowing when to do what, yeah, Jesus' name, hallelujah. So let Noel eat the bread of being tough when she be tough, and tender when she be tender. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, let it be done, God. Your tender mercies over her are amazing. Blessed be her brain, blessed be her mind, blessed be her skull, blessed be her thought processes, the tender mercies of God. God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Don't have a clue what that's about, but I feel that deep, really deep. Wow, tender mercy. Interesting. All right, Andrika, $100. Thank you, Andrika. ESW Auto Sales, 50 of that. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for ESW Auto Sales. Lord, we thank you for loving ESW Auto Sales, God, that your love for ESW Auto Sales, you reveal your love for that company, for that place, for that place of business. God, we thank you for the love of God to touch the world, for God to love the world, that he gave cars to Andrika so she could bless people with cars. Open that up, God. Open up the love room. Let that be a giving. Not that you're supposed to give your cars away, but it's about when you people realize that they're getting a good deal. They're getting something precious. They're getting something good. In the name of Jesus, let it be done, God. For God so loved the world that he gave through ESW Auto Sales, cars and vehicles and business and prosperity in the name of Jesus. Let it be done right now, Father. Hallelujah. Tyreek and Torrey, we thank you, Lord, for Tyreek, $10. We just bless him, God. Bless his little heart, God. Bless his heart. Make his heart a big heart in that body. We thank you, Lord, for that body you've given him, the temple of the Holy Ghost, God. Feel him. Let him feel in his toenails. Let him feel the Holy Ghost in his toenails so he can walk with God and knowing that his feet are blessed. That wherever he goes, God, that you're with him always in Jesus' name, even until the end. Never leaving you, never forsaking you, Tariq. Always knowing that your Father is with you. Amen. Torrey, thank you, Lord, for Torrey. $10. Thank you, Torrey. In Jesus' name, the confidence you've given Torrey, Father, to step out and do things new and fresh, and to not be afraid to dream, but to dream big. You put Torrey in his heart and mind to dream big. God, open that up for him. In Jesus' name, let him not be afraid of that. That is a blessing. Let his imagination dream big with God, in Jesus' name. And for Chris, $15. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. And thank you, Lord, for Chris, the timing of things. Thank you for timing, to walking in timing. Know when to show up and when not to show up. Know when to to leave and when to stay, you know, all that kind of thing. Just to be in the flow of timing, being at the right place at the right time, and not being at the place of you know at the wrong time, being at the right place at the right time. And Jesus thinks that he finds himself by just being in the right place at the right time, feeling that favor of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Loosen him into the timing of God. The river of timing, the flow of timing in Jesus' name. Oh, I see you finding money or something. If you're finding money, Chris, or you're finding blessings or opportunities, I'm sure what it is, finding them. Like, you know, you're walking along like at the park or something and found, you know, a bunch of quarters and dimes and 50-cent pieces laying on the ground. And you go, oh, my God, what a treasure. You know, that kind of thing, like you finding things, finding treasures in Jesus' name. Enrica, $15. Thank you, Lord, Enrica. God, I thank you for the wisdom and knowledge you've given her, the grace to for the goodness of God. God, in Jesus' name, that there's a whole other level of the goodness of God being imparted to you, of God's goodness towards you and God's goodness through you to others, and how that they work together in covenant, where God blesses you to be a blessing. He gives you grace to give grace away. He gives you laughter to give laughter away. He gives you compassion to give compassion away. He gives it to you in Jesus' name. And every time she does that, Father, you're going to multiply and increase her life. When the bread multiplies, Jesus blessed the bread and broke it, gave it to the Father, blessed it, gave it to the Father. And then when you did that, you increased and multiplied it as she dealt it out. In Jesus' name, as she deals it out, Father, amen, multiply it and increase it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, let it be done. All right, Karen, $190. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Jesus, for that Holy Ghost power, God, to prosper her, Father, in the ways of God, in the ways of God. Not just the you know, seeing the end result, but the way, how God does things. Why he did that particular thing that particular way. And that's why Jesus taught them parables, because he was trying to explain the ways of God to people by parables. He said, you know, when a seed's planted and it grows up, it, you know, so he talks about, you know, vineyards and trees and things, you know, birds and all kinds. And he was explaining how the ways of God work. And I thank you, Lord, for opening Karen up that a fresh anointing on the ways of God, so that everything falls apart, you can fix it because you know the ways of a thing. You don't have to depend on somebody else to fix it, because you can fix it, because you know how it fits together, you know how it works, and you can do it. Go all over again. If you lost everything, you can do it all over again because you know the ways, you know how it works. That's like most wealthy people, they lose all their money, they can just, it didn't take long, they got it all right back. They found the ways of how to do it. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing in Jesus' name. What was it? Yeah, in Jesus' name, open that up. The ways of God, Father, which means you don't have to depend on anybody, you know, to do a thing, because you know that God's going to show you. He's going to show you. He may show you through somebody, but he's going to show you, and you're going to know he's showing you. It's about knowing the voice of God. Bless her, God. Increase her and multiply her money. Father, increase her blessing. Give her the great joy of the harvest, great joy for harvest time in Jesus' name, and let it be done right now by the power of God. And Nicole from D.C., $360. Thank you, Lord, for that $360. I remember the word I gave you last week or week before last, about $360, and there's like a 360-degree change or something. I don't know what that was, but that was, when I think about that, that was, you know, that was just amazing to me. So I thank you, Lord, for Nicole, God. I thank you for this, for a new season, for a new time, for a new place, for a new beginning. New everywhere. Look around, new like new gifts, gifts being unwrapped, gifts being unwrapped, things being, you know, unwrapped for you, and finding in them, you know, just exactly what you needed. At the right time, at the right place. Like, how did you know I needed it? You know, you did something. How did you know I needed it? Well, you know, I figured you this and that. And I know you, and I know you're like, oh, wow, okay, because you know me, and you know kind of what I don't have and what I have. And you got me exactly what I needed. Thank you. and God bringing you those things exactly what you need, like gifts being unwrapped. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And yeah, so thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for the natural realm, God, of blessing her natural realm, not just her spiritual realm, but her natural realm, her family life, her motherhood, her being a wife, being a friend, being a lover, being a woman of God. All those things, bless her natural life, God. In order for walking the supernatural, our natural life and our spiritual life being blessed by God calls it to be supernatural life. And I thank you, Lord, for the supernatural life and provision for Nicole, bringing her dreams into fruition, to pass in Jesus' name, to reveal that that the prophet Jesus is speaking through her and in her in Jesus' name. Yeah, especially the book of Revelation. This is the revelation of Christ. The revelation of Christ. Breaking the bread, God, in Jesus' name, increase and multiply. Let it be done, Father. The unraveling and unwrapping of gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Cheryl, $400. Thank you, Cheryl, for that $400. We just thank you, God, for delivering the goods to you and God, the delivery boy, being there on the right time, like God delivering things to you. The delivery boy, I want to say the delivery boy delivering things. You know, if you got a delivery coming in and it shows up and it's there and you unpack it, you look at you and think, oh, it's just exactly what I needed. And I thank you, Jesus, for her needs being met by Christ Jesus. Her needs, not just your wants, but your needs. You know, we take our needs and we think they're wants, but they're really needs. Some of those things we think that were our wants. Oh, I want this, want that. No, sometimes things are needs. He's gonna meet your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. Your needs. God created us to need certain things. And He did that. It's not wants, it's needs. Wants are a whole different thing. He wants to fill those things too. But sometimes until our needs get met, our wants don't really happen. What we want can't even develop quite yet because our needs, God meets our needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for whatever those needs are, God, as a woman, as a person, as a business person, as a daughter, as a nurse, as a, you know, a prophetic voice, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for unveiling all that in Jesus' name and unraveling the mysteries. It's an unraveling of the mysteries, God, in Jesus' name, unraveling mysteries, making what has not been known to make it known. It's the making it known in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's something there about the meeting the needs, man. I don't know why, but when I saw that, meeting the needs, I don't know what all needs women have or people have or even guys have, but we all have needs. We've been made with needs that need to be met. And when God meets those needs through whatever way it means He does that, then we move into the wants, the desires of our heart being met. So thank you, Lord, for that need, for her needs being met in Jesus' name, so that her wants can be met also in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. From glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, let it be done, Father, right now by the power of God. All right. All right, Noel just sent $10. Okay, thank you, Noel. Yes, $10. Thank you, Noel. For that. All right. Again, thank you. No message with that or anything. So almost midnight. Just about midnight. Yeah, okay. Look at there. You just sent that about midnight because it's telling me on my earpiece when the show gets ready to move into the midnight hour, it tells you that you're in your last hour. And so we'll wait to the midnight hour. So thank you, Lord, for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be done, God. Let it be done. Open up, God, the midnight hour. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. There's something about the midnight hour that I don't know what that is. You gave that just about, I don't know what time it is when you gave that on your end, but on my end, in my ear, it was saying, you know, 10 seconds. There went 10 seconds right there just now. In my ear, you can't hear it on your end, but on my blog talk, and it tells me I got 10 seconds till midnight. So there it went, midnight, just entered in. Yeah. So you and Jeff both got your money here at midnight, at my time at least. $200, thank you, Jeff. Yuki, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for opening up for Jeff and Yuki and for Noel. God, this, you know, things shift at the midnight hour. A lot of things happen at the midnight hour is when the angel of death came. Which was what brought the prosperity of, which was when after the angel of death came, then they went to the neighbors, and one of their neighbors born were laying dead in the living room. They knocked on the door and said, "We need gold and silver and cloth." And he said, "Come and get it. You know, what are you going to do? We all die. We're not going to get it." So they came, they invited them in. They came, gold and silver. That happened at the midnight hour. So I thank you, Jesus, for this whole thing about Jeff and Yuki and Noel giving right here at the midnight hour. And there's something about that in Jesus' name, that transition, that place, that entrance into the new thing, that transfer of wealth. God, let that transfer of wealth at the midnight hour that happened with Israel and Egypt after the angel of death passed by. Let me see if I can find that exactly. Hang on just a second. Oops, they got another 99 come in. Okay, thank you. Angel. Midnight. All right, I'm just trying to read this real quick because I don't know, but I know it's midnight mass ending. Okay. I don't want that movie. I don't want that. Maybe I can find something on that. I'd be glad to have some help. Exodus 23 passes through. Like, okay, I'm just trying to look this up. So give me a second here. I've got to see this. One second. Anyway, okay, I don't have any scriptural evidence of that right now, and I can't seem to see it as of yet. Yeah, and the land of Egypt saying this month should be okay. What is the number? Okay, then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. Okay, so. Okay, that's when they did that, but then when did the angel of death pass by? That's what I want to know. They did it at twilight, but at dusk. Okay, I can't seem to. finish up like the blood, put on the doorpost and the lintel, finish up, and they shall eat the flesh. Pass through the land of Egypt on that night. Okay, so we know he's going to do it on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn of the land, man and beast, against all the gods, and I will execute judgment. I am he. All right, y'all, give me a minute. I'm trying to get this going. Thank you for being patient. I can't seem to find it where it says any of that. Rose in the night. Fry in Egypt. Anyway, I can't seem to find any evidence on that, but I know there's something around somewhere, but I thank you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name for that. Okay, so this whole thing. Oh, and guess what? Oh, my God, you're not going to believe this. I just realized today is the 22nd now. After midnight, when you guys gave that offering, the 22nd, right? It's now the 22nd. Did y'all know that? I did not know that. Like everybody said, I got stuff going on. I don't keep up with what's going on with all this stuff. And it's so at midnight, the bell rang for 22. The 2020, remember 2022, the year of treasures?
Yeah.
And so there's something about that, y'all. Something's going on. And then Jeff gave another 99. Jeff and Yuki. Yeah. Yeah, so there's something about that. Now, I guess anybody else can get in on that. Is there prayers? I'm not saying you, if you give right now, it's going to happen for you, but I'm just saying, but, you know, claim that tonight. So as you guys, Dave, literally in my earpiece was telling me, it was like 10 seconds till midnight. And about the time that money came in, at midnight, man, my time. And when I actually read it and got it. So I take that as the 22nd as being the year 2022. Is the year of treasures being unlocked, treasures being found. So, Lord, I thank you for the treasures of those that gave their offering to right about this time tonight, in Jesus' name. Anybody else can claim it if you want, claim it if you can. In Jesus' name, let it be done. Let those treasures be unlocked, God. Let this be the year of the treasures are unlocked for Noel, for Jeff and Yuki, and for anybody else who can believe for that. In the name of Jesus, for that $200 and that $99 and that $10, let it be done, God. The treasures unlocked card I sent out. Yes, in Jesus' name, it is done. It is done. I decree it right now. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Wow. I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. Yeah, that's what I got. So let's see. Even if I can have no proof of it on the, you know, that's the thought process that I got. So that's just from the Holy Spirit. So anyway, there you go. In Jesus' name, let it be done, Father. Open it up, those treasures. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, my God. Wow. So what's the 22nd? Today is April the 22nd. My gosh.
422.
Exodus 12:29. Okay. Exodus 12:29.
All right. Let's go here.
Yeah, 04-22-22, I know. That was amazing, y'all, and I didn't even know it was the 22nd. And, okay, you said 29. What did you say, 12-29? Cheryl sent, Exodus 12-29. Okay. Oh, I got you. There you go. Pass at midnight. There it is. Oh, my God. Thank you. Somebody got Cheryl from Florida got that for you guys. She got that for you guys. There it is. I thought so, but I couldn't remember, man. Hallelujah. I kind of gave up on it because I can't wait to have my studio where I can have, what I need. But, all right, it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, he sat on his throne, and the firstborn of the captives who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of the livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night. Anyway, so then the Exodus began. So, yep, there it is right there. Thank God. Thank Cheryl for finding that. Cheryl from Florida. Thank you, Cheryl. That was great. Woo! Hallelujah, man. I mean, I wasn't even sure that was right, but something in me told me it was. And thank God. I noticed that I couldn't find it. I know it's right. I don't even know if it even says it or not, but it's from the Holy Ghost. And then Cheryl comes up with that, man. That was awesome. Hallelujah. My God. That was mind-boggling for me. On my end, it's mind-boggling. You just have to know. Well, I don't care if it's in there or not. That's what I hear the Lord saying. And then she sends it to me, and there it is, confirmation. Whee! The echo of God. The echo of God kicked into me tonight, y'all. I'm not even sure what that is. The only thing I know about echoes is that when you speak into like the Grand Canyon or something, you say, hello. It doesn't say, hello, how are you? It says, hello, 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 hello. It repeats exactly what you say. No more, no less. And the echo of God is in the prophetic realm. It's got to be amazing. So in other words, you're echoing what God says. You're not adding to or taking away from. You're speaking what God is saying. When he says, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's it, man. Congratulations, you guys, on that one. And that was pretty awesome. And, yeah. So cool. Exodus 12:29. Thank you, Jesus. There it is. Wow, man, I'm blown away. It's been a blown away night for me. I need those lights. I really do. I really love them. I love them, man. I do. I love them. I love them. I don't care what anybody thinks. I love them. I just don't love God. I love what he does. I love the things that he gives me. I love, you love it in a godly love. You don't love it fleshly love. You love things in a godly love. And that's a completely different kind of love. It does not tie strings to things, but it values and loves the things. When God made something, he said, man, that was good. When he created Adam and Eve, he said, that's really good. Remember that? He said, when he created the trees, he went, that is really good. In other words, he loved it. So there you go. I'm not backing down. Yeah, that's the Lord telling me to. Awesome, man. Okay, y'all. This has been a great night, my gosh. I just have been blown away. Go away till the midnight hour. I don't know what that song has to do with, but that's what flopped up in my spirit. Flopped up? Yeah, flopped up. Alright. We had no idea the timing or date. Neither did I. We almost forgot to donate because of watching a movie and lost track of time.
Well, dude, your timing, and Noelle did the same thing. She gave cheesecake. She threw $10 in there just like, for the last minute or something. I don't know what that was, but that was cool. And the way that happened, it got my attention, and I looked at it. The reason I know it was midnight is because in my earpiece, it starts telling you when your show's entering into its third hour. It'll tell you 1 minute, 10 seconds. It'll bring it down to 10 seconds right in your ear. So that's why I knew. And then when I looked at the date, God, it's the 22nd, you know? Yeah, so that was really, the timing of that was awesome. This whole night has been awesome to me. I'm just thankful, man. This is great stuff. My Lord and my God. Woo! I can go to bed tonight happy, knowing God did his thing. He did it. He did it again. He did it again. Yeah. The echo of God. All right. You know, I love you guys. Thank you very much for your help, for your prayers. I'm going to end the show. Thank you for all the giving and loving and all the, we're just getting loaded on the Holy Ghost in all different kinds of ways. So cool. I just love it. Want more of it. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I could just keep repeating myself, I guess. I do that quite often anyway. Yeah. So. Jeff, you can start saying 404-2222. Exactly. 2222, man. The year 2022 is a year of treasures. God showed me that. That's a God thing. All right. I'm leaving on that God thing. You guys, tonight, we love you. Thank you very much. Sleep good and have a good weekend. Pray for me as I work on the property thing. I'm working on things right now. And once I know that it's, when I feel like it's close enough to God that I can take it to the next level, I will. All right, so pray that I will do that by the grace of God. All right, we love you guys. Good night, everybody.